throwing a three-man rush. Still pressure. Wentz just getting aired out. Going way deep down the field. He's got a touchdown. DeSean Jackson. Here's Wentz. Third and goal. Back to pass. Pressure. Rolls out. Throws in. Philadelphia, DeSean Jackson, two bombs today, 51 and now 53 in a somersault. Eagles go with an extra lineman, then they go two tight ends as well. Zach Ertz lined up to the top of your screen. Gonna flip it, Jeffrey's got it, he's in! Touchdown, Philadelphia. Three tight ends in the game for Philadelphia. A little flip, scrolls.
How about that? Welcome into the Eagles 97.5 Fanatic official post-game show. Myself, Jamie Lynch, and with me, Andrew Salchunas.
What's going on, man?
That was the tale of two halves, just a little bit there.
Did you doubt them? Be honest.
I did think that they were going to start rusty because of lack of preseason.
At halftime.
I had like a slight 10%. 15% doubt. I did think they were going to win.
As soon as they scored that touchdown in the second quarter, I said, all right, they're winning this game.
Yeah, I felt good as soon as Wentz connected there with DeSean. Bottom line, they won the game. It was officially the tale of two halves. Welcome into the Fanatic post-game show. Andrew and I are in every game this year after the games right here live on the Fanatic, and that includes the primetime night games. We'll be here at all. And the Fanatic postgame show is presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. I mean, look, it didn't start out very well.
No.
Sendejo on the opening score by the Redskins had one of the worst probably defensive plays I've seen from an Eagles backfield member.
Well, it was bad by three guys.
Like Sean Considine.
Because Maddox goes down and Davis jumps over him, right? And then Sendejo.
Well, first Sendejo stumbled in coverage.
And then Maddox. He goes over Maddox. Then Sendejo tries to make the tackle. He can't make the tackle.
And McCloud has a chance to clean
McCloud
it up.
McCloud does a weak extended arm tackle. And Davis is like, I don't care if I'm 65 years old. I'm going to break that when he scores the touchdown. So, yeah, it was ugly to start.
Yeah, and it didn't really go the Eagles' way for a little while until Carson Wentz was able to connect with DeSean Jackson before the half. And talk about a return to Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, DeSean Jackson, welcome back. It's good to see you in Eagles green. The Redskins kind of controlled the first quarter there overall.
The Eagles got no pass rush quarter. And really, through the first half of the second quarter, they couldn't get any pass rush either. You saw, I mean, this is what sets aside guys like Case Keenum and Carson Wentz. As soon as you get pressure on Case Keenum, the guy's not a good quarterback, right? As soon as they were able to attack him, he wasn't finding those guys wide open over the middle of the field. The reason why those guys were getting completions right over the middle of the field is that they had no pass rush. And, of course, the zone defense was pretty weak for the Eagles.
Yeah, they weren't covering the middle of the field very well in the beginning at all.
Yeah, I saw your tweet. You're like, oh, this is a really good strategy.
Yeah, maybe.
Wide open completions over the middle of the field. But as soon as they started getting pressure on Keenum, he was not that same quarterback. And then vice versa, you see Carson Wentz, even when they were getting pressure on Wentz, he was escaping plays and he was looking like 2017 Carson Wentz.
Yeah, Carson Wentz was certainly very, very encouraging today. I thought he had, let's remove the first quarter, which I didn't even think he was that bad. It was, the running back. We'll get into that throughout the course of the show. I took notes throughout the show. At one point, we'll just buzz through my notes because it's kind of the roller coaster of the game. You got yourself some notes over there as well. So we'll go through the emotions of the game. But the first quarter and a half was just pretty ugly. The secondary looked, rusty, skeptical, whatever you want to call it. They were allowing a lot over the middle of the field. Vernon Davis, had himself a good first quarter there. And the rookie, McLaren, from Ohio State, he hit on the long play. He looked like he was getting separation pretty easily.
And who got beat again?
Rasul Douglas got toasted.
He's not a corner. He's not a good corner in the NFL.
I don't know what that play call was. If you're leaving Rasul alone on an island without a safety help over the top, That's a bold strategy.
He's great in red zone situations as a corner, but...
But he's a speedster, and Rasul, that's not his strength to keep up with the speedster. If he is a cornerback, but he's a physicality type of player.
He's guarding guys like Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, he's not somebody you want on a speedster. So that was... I think they learned their lesson on that play. Sidney Jones ended up coming back in later, and he made a couple nice plays. He also limped off at one point, which, of course, gave me the scaries because...
And what else is there, right?
Yeah, because it's like this dude's, I think, biggest obstacle is just staying healthy, let alone, I think the skill is there. I think he's just got to stay healthy. But then, you know, what was it, about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, Carson Wentz with a glorious play to connect to DeSean Jackson. It was a beautiful ball. It was... DeSean had separation all day, dropped it right in the breadbasket over the shoulder, and that gave Eagles, probably the sidelines and the fans, some hope there that, look, all right, that could be the play that changes this game entirely.
Right, and it really shows you what you missed last season. And we've talked about this a couple of times. Of course, you and I have been hosting Saturday mornings for the past month and a half, and we've brought it up a few times. They didn't have a deep threat last year. As soon as Mike Wallace got hurt, Shelton Gibson wasn't a guy that defenses were afraid of, right? And he was pretty much your deep threat. DeAndre Carter. DeAndre Carter was your deep threat. They didn't care about
training camp hero DeAndre Carter.
So you saw just how much they missed a deep threat last season, and
Carson's never had anything close to
it. Took two quarters, right? To see exactly what Carson Wentz needed. And Torrey Smith was that guy 2 years ago, and he wasn't catching passes until late in the year.
DeSean Jackson, this isn't a hot take, is probably the best deep threat receiver in NFL history.
Okay. Like, I think you can make the argument.
Yeah, I don't think it's hot takey. No. I think he's that good at it. And look, he showed you a couple nice routes early. He looks like... I was ticked at him in the first quarter. That was a really dumb penalty.
Yes.
He picked up, punching the guy right in front of the ref. But, you know...
Always whoever hits second,
Yeah. And as a vet, you have to know that retaliator always gets caught, not the guy instigating. So boneheaded decision there, but the guy was amped up. Apparently, the loudest ovation of the day was DeSean coming out of the tunnel. He was hyped up. The adrenaline was flowing. You know, I moved past it pretty quickly, but it was like, all right, come on, bro. You're a veteran now.
Yeah.
He more than made up for it.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't just those two touchdown passes, both of 50-plus yards. How many times in the third quarter did you see him connect Wentz to Jackson on third and 10?
Yeah, that's right? What I'm saying.
First down.
And when you're toasting somebody and then you can cut a route off and create separation, that's a nice bag of tricks to have. It was... The running back thing we'll get into, I thought that was a little interesting. I don't know if this is their plan to kind of make Jordan Howard the closer down the stretch as the game and the lead is there for the protection, you know, the veteran guy, the bruiser between the tackles type. But he didn't get much play early on. Darren Sproles, I haven't seen the final touches, but I would imagine Darren Sproles still led the team in touches, which, frankly, surprises me some.
Yeah, and I said to you when they first
actually
re-signed
shocks
him,
me.
We were on together when they re-signed him, or we were on the next morning or something.
I figured he was like an 8 to 10 touch a game guy.
And you were saying that's you'd be okay with that. And I said, here's my problem. Doug Peterson loves him, and so does Deuce Staley.
He sure does.
And I was afraid that they would try to get too much out of him. Now, give him credit. In the fourth quarter, he actually made two really good plays, especially the 2-point conversion. Darren Sproles made some really nice plays in that fourth quarter, but the first three quarters, when it was especially that third and one, the pitch to the outside.
Yeah, that's in my notes. That was a horrible
play.
What
are you doing?
Jordan Howard is literally here for those types of plays. He was brought in to be your short yardage guy. A third and one toss to the outside. You know, I don't want to nitpick too much because they got the win, and that's really all that matters. But I hated that play call. There was a couple things I didn't like today, but mostly it was stuff I liked.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to be like doom and gloom. We're not going to be trying to find things to bitch about.
But third and one toss plays to a, 36-year-old running back who's barely played the last 2 years.
That's one that you can... Okay, you ready? Listen to this. Throw that one out of the playbook. All right?
Was that one of your actual notes?
That was actually one of my notes. I'll get it back up. I'll take the crimples out of it.
Nice dramatic effect for the theater of the mind.
It's like that's what Doug Peterson has to do right there is just rip that one out of the playbook and be like, all right, we're not going to do that again.
Jordan Howard is literally here for those short yardage situations. I thought he was your most effective runner in the first half. You know, I think he only got about 5 touches there in the first half. But he was picking up yards. And, you know, they were trying to force DeSean a little bit. Sproles a little too much early, I thought.
So.
But, you know, I guess they're kind of getting a feel for everything and how it's going to go this year. Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, I don't think we saw as much 12 personnel as some of us were expecting. Those two are so difficult to tell apart on the field.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, they need to, like...
They're twins.
Like, one's got to go, like, sleeveless, and one's got to go sleeves.
Or change the number, because it's 86 and 88. It's like, come on, man, you're making it even harder
for Zach Ertz, I don't know if it's a conscious effort on Wentz's part, because he looked him down too much, if he just wasn't open, if they had good coverage and were bracketing him off, or what, but Zach Ertz was really unheard from in the first half. Which was fairly surprising.
Yeah, but, you know, we're both okay with it.
But right? There's plenty of weapons. That's the beauty of this offense is Zach Ertz doesn't need to be force-fed, and other guys can still thrive. You know, originally we thought Deshaun was going to make everybody else's life easier. It appears the other way around.
Yeah.
It appears that all the other options are going to make Deshaun's life even easier.
Yeah, because you saw one-on-ones with Deshaun Jackson, and that second touchdown pass... There was two open receivers down the field. The safety who went out after Deshaun after Carson threw the ball. If Carson looked at Deshaun and then looked off the safety, he could have, I forget who the other one was. It might have been Aguilar down the field, but he had two wide open receivers down the field. Something blew up for the Redskins in that situation.
That's the Deshaun effect.
That is the Deshaun effect.
It's great to have him back. 610-632-0975 are the numbers. Your Philadelphia Eagles are 1-0 to start the year. Against the Washington Redskins, a good win, a frustrating first half, but boy, was that a fun second half.
It was awesome. And listen, there's, what, close to 100,000 people leaving the stadium right now.
Oh, yeah, let's hear from you.
Yeah, we're going to break down the game a lot, but one of the things that we really want to do this entire season, again...
Share this with you guys.
Yeah, Jamie Lynch and I are going to be on the post-game show all season long, and one of the things that we're really trying to spread is fans talking to fans, because, yeah, we're going to talk about the game. We're going to go through our notes. We're going to break down...
This is a community event on Sunday.
It
was so nice to have football back. Yeah. Like, just walking around town. I took my daughter out for a stroll this morning, and just seeing everybody in the Eagles jerseys. I wanted to yell "Go Birds" at every single person I saw.
You should have.
I did to a couple actually.
You should have.
One guy in a Wentz jersey had a stroller too.
You guys did.
We did like
the
stroller dad head nod, nice. And I was like "Go Birds."
Nice.
And he was like "Go Birds."
But yeah, that's what we want to do. We want fans talking to fans during this post game show all season long.
Absolutely.
So jump in.
Uriah and Brian are going to kick us off next. We got to take one break and pay some bills, and we'll be back after that. But 610-632-0975. Start of the season. Eagles are 1-0. It was frustrating, but it feels good now. Here's a reminder when placing futures bets, always make your bets with Prop Swap in mind. We call it Go for Two. Make your regular bet and then make a duplicate second smaller bet to sell on Prop Swap. It's an insurance side bet. Often selling this second bet returns back some of the cost of the original wager you are keeping. And smart bettors can always sell their futures bets when they improve and make an average profit of 5 times their original bet. Go to PropSwap.com and see what real sports bettors can do now. For instance, last football season, a seller listed a Patrick Mahomes MVP ticket at 75-1 odds, and a Prop Swap buyer scooped it up and cashed in for over $100,000 large. Also, last season, a prop swapper sold a New Orleans ticket for $57,000. The buyer got great odds, and the seller made the right decision, as New Orleans ultimately lost in the playoffs. Prop Swap is America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets for every sport. Go to PropSwap.com today.
97.5, The Fanatic.
I spent 25 years at the National Security Agency, and I know firsthand what's needed by employers in the field of cybersecurity.
Learn real-world skills from cyber faculty like Dr. Emma Garrison Alexander. University of Maryland University College can help unlock your career potential with award-winning undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates in cybersecurity. Just ask UMUC alum Conrad Shan.
Because I got a degree from UMUC, I got promotions that helped me move up in the world and earn more for my family.
UMUC is designated as a Center of Digital Forensics Academic Excellence by the DC3. It's the respected state university made for you. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate with University of Maryland University College. Apply by September 16th and we'll waive your application fee. Fall classes start soon. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity best deal of the year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome.
Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
You're at the bar watching the game having a Tullamore Dew Irish whiskey. Your team scores, and suddenly you're best friends with the strangers next to you. The kind of friends who you exchange stats with and argue ref calls with, all without knowing each other's names. Tullamore Dew calls these friendships fanships. So next time, strike up a fanship and order a Tully for the person next to you. Tullamore Dew is the original triple-blended, smooth-sipping Irish whiskey made exactly for these great moments. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, 2019, imported by William Grant & Sons, Inc.
I see many endings laid before us. Some good, most bad.
A Netflix original series.
The Skeksis are hiding something.
Ten. No one. The journey begins.
Where's your sense of adventure?
As darkness rises.
Together we can stop the Skeksis.
We will stand with you.
The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. All episodes now streaming only on Netflix.
85 years ago, William Hill bet on himself and started the largest sports betting company in the world. America's number one sports book is available to you, New Jersey, just in time for football action. Now it's time to trust yourself. Download the William Hill app and get ready to prove yourself right all season long. William Hill Sports Betting, America's number one sports book. Must be 21 or older and physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Join thousands of Philly football fans on December 1st at the Hard Rock Stadium in Florida to cheer our men in green against Miami. Football and fun in the sun. Deals start at just $400. Yes, you heard it right. That's $400. And that includes your game ticket. Incredible. The Travel Authority has what you want. Game ticket, nonstop flights, outstanding hotels, and more. Packages are available for 2, 3, and 4 nights with or without airfare. This is your kind of trip, and South Florida has it all. Football, sun, sand, outstanding food, shopping attractions, and more. Space is limited, so act now. Call 800-220-3900. That's 800-220-3900. Don't miss this super getaway at a great price. For the best in Philly sports travel, call the Travel Authority at 800-220-3900. Join thousands of Philly football fans on December 1st at the Hard Rock Stadium in Florida to cheer our men in green against Miami. Deals start at just $400. Yes, you heard it right. That's $400. And that includes your game ticket. For the best in Philly sports travel, call the Travel Authority at 800-220-3900.
Car dealerships aren't always the best places to work, but Glassdoor says at CarSense, we are. And if you think we treat the people who work here well, try showing up as a customer. CarSense, now open in Glen Mills, PA.
This is Joe Torti from 97.5 The Fanatic, and we're here live for the grand opening of The Book inside Bally's Wild Wild West Casino. This place is absolutely amazing and gorgeous. Get down here right now to place your bets on college and NFL games. They have first-class reclining seating, the first self-serve beer wall, private viewing stalls to host your next party, and stadium bites from Guy Fieri's barbecue joint, and the biggest and most TVs in Atlantic City. The Book is waiting for you, so get down here now and hang with The Fanatic or shoot down anytime and check out Atlantic City's biggest sports book. The Book is also partnered with the NFL for the first ever Pick'em Pool, where $1 million is up for grabs. The Book will also have weekly prizes up for grabs, including tickets to the Super Bowl. We'll be here till 5 p.m., so swing on down and celebrate this grand opening of The Book inside Bally's Wild Wild West. I absolutely love this place, and you will too. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Don't miss the 2019 Verragio Bridal Show at Family & Company Jewelers September 13th through 15th. See the largest selection of Verragio rings in the area and save hundreds one weekend only. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome. 10. It's only a three-man rush. Still pressure. Lance just going to air it out. Going way deep down the field. He's got a touchdown! DeSean Jackson!
Welcome back into 97.5 The Fanatics post-game show. It's presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. And if you were an Eagles bettor today, talk about a brutal backdoor cover there by the Redskins.
Who cares?
I had a little action on the Eagles.
Yeah, 7-9, I lost. I'm happy that they won.
I'm pumped that they won, but, you know, the Sticks defense is something that Jim Schwartz is not going to abandon. You know, Doug Peterson always, and look, I don't even think it was the wrong call there, the soft coverage to end the game, because it basically bled the clock out for the Redskins. But yeah, Doug always talks about self-evaluation and self-reflection. I honestly thought that Jim Schwartz, that might have been something with the picket fence or Sticks defense or whatever the hell you want to call it. I thought that's something he might have considered maybe tightening up on. You know,
especially the 4th and 12. And here's the thing. Crazy things can happen, right? Like, what if they did recover that onside kick and then they throw a touchdown and then they throw a Hail Mary? Like, I know the odds of that happening are very slim.
No, but like, you're giving Chris Thompson there a free 7 yards.
Yes.
And then a guy who's elusive, you're giving him a full head of steam to just get 5 more yards.
So a couple
like,
things.
Like, I hate it.
A couple of things from today. Carson Wentz looked like 2017 Carson Wentz.
Yeah, we'll get into his day in a second.
Everybody who wanted Foles over Wentz is a moron.
Foles, a broken clavicle, too.
Yeah, that's a shame.
That is a shame.
And finally, we're already complaining about the Sticks defense.
Even in a win. But, I mean, you see it's something he's not going to go away from.
Right.
Look, Corey Graham's not in the backfield anymore, so, you know, hopefully stuff like Tennessee last year doesn't rear its head again. Doug Peterson just left the podium. We will play that for you coming up shortly, but Carson Wentz, we imagine, will be joining the show, or not the show, but the podium here.
He'll be speaking any second.
I would guess probably about 5-6 minutes from now. So overall, great day. It was the story of two halves. Carson Wentz ends the day with a beautiful stat line. 28 for 39, 313 yards, 3 touchdowns, only took the 1 sack on the day for a rating of 121. I thought he should have had 4 touchdowns. The Alshon second touchdown was officially a lateral behind the line of scrimmage.
Right.
I'll have to go back and watch it, but in real time, it looked like he was right on the line, maybe even a little bit of a hair ahead. But really, he had 4 touchdowns. I thought he was tremendous all day, even in the first quarter when they were knocking some rust off. He looked like he's back. And did the thought enter your head at all in the first quarter of, well, maybe they should have played in the preseason?
No, but I was texting you back with you, and also Joe Stazak. Joe Stazak sent the text because the week
Big Dog's coming up after us today.
The week you were out on middays, he and I were talking about it. I said, I'm okay with Carson Wentz not playing in the preseason, but
I was okay with it, too.
Carson Wentz himself, the
thought did enter my head for a quick second.
Well, Carson said preseason isn't necessary. Like, he said it's not necessary, and I said, all right, well, I'll give you a half to shake off that rust. And he did. There were some throws that he missed in that first half. He did overall. He played okay in the first half, but he looked elite in the second half.
Yeah, he was absolutely fantastic today. There was a couple. He might be already one of the best in the league. Him, Mahomes, and Rodgers, I want to say, that come to mind.
No, Brady's pretty good still.
No, in this particular department.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Tom Brady's the greatest football player to ever play the game.
Okay.
You relax there, young buck, jumping down my throat. And I guess you have to put Russell Wilson in this category, but a guy that can roll out and throw on the move. There was a couple times today where you saw exactly that 2017 Carson Wentz returning. I thought he made the right decisions all day. There was one where he did the old Eli grounding play when the pressure was kind of, you know, closing in on him. He just threw it near a receiver's feet.
Yeah.
An uninterceptable ball. So I thought his decision-making was top-notch today. I thought Carson thrived. We'll get into more and more throughout the show, including the running back rotation. DeSean Jackson, it's just nice to have him back. Uriah in Morrisville is going to kick us off first, wants to talk about D-Jack. What's up, Uriah?
What's up, guys? Good show.
Oh,
good
man.
Today,
it's nice to be talking about an Eagles win.
Hey, I was a little worried in the first half, but I had all confidence in Doug and Wentz and DeSean Jackson.
Woo! D-Jack's back.
He should have never left. Chip Kelly would go down in infamy as making the biggest boneheaded move.
Did you see?
Over a NewJersey.com article.
Yep.
Not the Enquirer.
Uh-huh.
NewJersey.com.
Yeah, guy's a moron, too.
Yeah,
that was a justification for his move.
Absolutely. And it just, this is, nobody really cares right now. Chip Kelly I think he's lost 11 of 14 games with UCLA, and he's 0-2 this year.
No big deal. He's a fraud. But I'm glad D-Jack is back. And, you know, as an Eagles fan and just as a logical overall spectator of sports, It's very hard to go out and win any championship in any league.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But to just, you know, devote 3 hours of my freaking life to a game, D-Jack brings something that not many players bring, and he showed it today. I mean, 2 touchdowns.
Absolutely.
Catching balls toward the sideline. I'm so glad that we have him back. And, I mean, you can't argue the fact that Howie was smart for bringing him back.
Absolutely. It was a brilliant move. Uriah, there's few guys in this league that are capable of what DeSean Jackson is capable of. And you saw it in full force today. And, you know, not only is the deep threat always there, but our man looks like he added a couple more routes to his route tree. And it was a great day for DeSean. It was a great day for Carson. It's good to have him back.
It's great to have him back. Birds are 1-0. But before you let me go, so Sanders. One play where he got it called back, it was a holding call, which I thought was BS.
That was a terrible call. The Ortega-Whiteside holding call?
Yeah.
That was brutal.
So do you guys, I mean, I made a comment. I was watching at my in-laws and a bunch of us watching. I said, oh, that's like a Barry Sanders move. And they're like, oh, no. I said, well, watch YouTube. That was a nice move he made. A little cutback on the inside. I mean, he has the
move. Yeah, he had some nice things, Uriah. He also fumbled.
And Uriah, thanks for the call, buddy.
He fumbled on the one when Carson Wentz put it right in his numbers.
Yeah, and that was his issue at Penn State. He had some fumbleitis up there. And
but he dropped on it.
He was lucky to recover. Had he not recovered that, we might be singing a different tune right now.
And Deuce Staley was ripping him a new one when he
was almost overthrown.
I don't know if that pass was too high. I would have to go back and
say it. It was in between. You know, it was almost a little too high, but definitely kind of should have been caught at the same time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, all right, I love you guys. Don't worry about it.
So, a couple of things. Brandon Brooks, he was speaking to the media earlier.
He closed out the game on the kneel down.
Yes.
So, he is fine.
He's feeling fine.
He was given rest. Big V came in.
One thing to pay attention to, Malik Jackson is in a boot right now.
Yeah, he was taken off the game at the end in a cart. That sucks. There's nothing you can do about that. Brian T. Will and Tasty Cake Dom are coming up next. Couple open lines if you want to get in. And then we'll take you to Carson Wentz's press conference down there.
From Doug as well.
And Doug as well. We got a big fat segment coming up next. You're listening to the 97.5 Fanatic postgame show. He's Andrew Salchunas. I'm Jamie Lynch. Time at the Fanatic, 4:53.
97.5, the Fanatic.
This is Joe Torti from 97.5 The Fanatic, and we are here live for the grand opening of the book inside Bally's Wild Wild West Casino. This place is absolutely amazing and gorgeous. Get down here right now to place your bets on college and NFL games. They have first-class reclining seating, the first self-serve beer wall, private viewing stalls to host your next party, and stadium bites from Guy Fieri's barbecue joint, and the biggest and most TVs in Atlantic City. The book is waiting for you, so get down here now and hang with the Fanatic, or shoot down anytime and check out Atlantic City's biggest sports book. The book is also partnered with the NFL for the first ever Pick'em Pool, where $1 million is up for grabs. The book will also have weekly prizes up for grabs, including tickets to the Super Bowl. We'll be here till 5 p.m., so swing on down and celebrate this grand opening of the book inside Bally's Wild Wild West. I absolutely love this place, and you will too. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for a school that trains you for a career in broadcast media? What if I told you there's one here in the Philadelphia area? No, it's not a college. It doesn't have lecture halls and books, nor does it teach you subjects you don't need. Just studios, and you're in them from day one with pros in the industry. You learn by doing. What if I told you this school will train you not only in broadcast media, but audio and video production, radio, television, and sports broadcasting? What if I told you that after graduation from this school, you wouldn't have the heavy student loan debt like some of your college friends? This school is family-owned with a 55-year history of success, and they teach you skills. Skills that get you jobs. Thousands have been placed. Traditional universities aren't for everyone. Maybe you've already been down that road and hit a dead end. It's never too late. Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You've heard our name before, but do you really know what we do? Come check us out at our Cherry Hill, New Jersey campus and see if we're the right fit for you. Check us out at GoCSB.com. That's GoCSB.com.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy? Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome.
Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Listen up, Philadelphia area. Are you interested in making active and passive income each month flipping real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The ProSource Tax Lien Company is offering a free tax lien flip kit, which contains educational videos and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn government-regulated returns up to 18% that are secured by real estate. Plus, see how you can access tax lien inventory not available to the public. So if you want to become a real estate investor without swinging a hammer or being a landlord, then text OFFER to 31,000 now to get your free tax lien flip kit. And get ready to learn how to flip tax liens and acquire houses well below wholesale prices with great profit potential, all from home working part-time. Text OFFER to 31,000 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus 2 free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Text OFFER to 31,000. That's OFFER to 31,000 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
College football kicked off their season. The MLB playoffs are right around the corner. And finally, we get real football. There's so much going on. Get in on the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook and take advantage of their best offer yet. All users can get a deposit bonus up to $500 for a limited time. Right now, DraftKings has a no-brainer odds boost. Bet on whether Philly or either of the two New York football teams will score in week one, and if they do, you'll double your money. It doesn't get any easier than that. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $200. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic for all new and existing users to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Carson Wentz is live on the podium now. Let's send it down to Lincoln Financial Field as we join Carson in press conference live now.
I won and take your pick, and we made him pay.
How did it feel for you in general getting back out there for the first time since December? How did you feel like you played?
First of all, it felt great. You know, it felt great to finally get out there, and it was a long off season, a lot of things going on, and so to finally be out here in front of our fans, running out of the tunnel, it felt awesome. And you know, obviously it was a little slower start than we'd liked as a team, but I think that was just good to see our resilience and just stay together and you know do what we do and then finish the ball game the way we did on that, I think, 19-play drive to finish it off. It was a good day for us.
What do you think the reason was for a little bit of a slow start?
Yeah, it was just, a couple things. You know, it's just one of those things. It's hard to say. We kind of hurt ourselves early a little bit, and then we put that drive together. Then we came up short on fourth down there. And, those are just things we got to keep cleaning up and working on. But, I didn't feel offensively that we were really that bad. We just hurt ourselves with penalty here and some things here and there. So things we can definitely work on.
Deshaun Jackson, that first touchdown pass kind of got the offense, gave the offense some confidence.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, first of all, our strategy is just trying to, take completions, take what they give us. And in that case, they gave us that shot, and it was a foot race between Deshaun and their corner. And, Deshaun made him pay. And obviously it gave this offense, gave the stadium, gave the defense a spark. And to be able to do that, and, it was a third down play. To be able to do that on third down, it was huge for us.
What is it about third down, and particularly in third long, that you have so much confidence up there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something, we work a lot on it. It's third down and red zone, something we always talk about, we always work on. A lot of teams always just, on third and long, just give up, take a screen. And we're going to do that. I don't want to say give up, but we're going to do our screens and take what's there sometimes. But, we're going to try and push the ball down the field when we can and make plays when we can. So it was good to see that we were able to do that today.
A couple times in the second half, you rolled to your left.
particular third down and made accurate throws. Was it easier to do that today than maybe it had been last year close to the winning?
I don't think so. No, I think that was pretty natural for me, really my whole career. So it was good to see, you know, those couple plays that we were able to extend the play and pick up some key third downs.
Carson, a lot of fans were joking that this is 2017 Carson Wentz. What did you feel? Is this as good as you felt out there in a couple of years? Is this as comfortable as you felt?
Yeah, I mean, I felt great, you know, physically and mentally. You know, it was a lot of a lot of hard work really these last few weeks on game planning. So mentally, I just felt really good with our plan. Coach did a good job putting it together. And physically, just feeling free, you know, being able to get rid of the knee brace and go play ball. It's been a blessing, and I'm thankful for the way recovery went.
A follow up on that one question about doing a scrambling more in the pocket, getting outside. Was it easier to do without the brace?
It's hard to say.
At halftime, did you have anything particular you want to get accomplished on that first drive, knowing you've been bothered?
Yeah, I mean, we always come in at halftime and, okay, what are they doing to us? What formations can we key in on? What can we go out and attack? And we always want to start fast the second half. Obviously, we were in a hole where we didn't want to be, and we were able to come out there and put a good one together. And so we always as with the coaches and players, try and put together a first opening drive for the second half, and I think coaches did a great job there.
Alshon, that throw to him was ruled a run. Alshon was surprised. Otherwise, you have four touchdowns. What was your view on that? Do you think that was a pass or was that?
Well, that's news to me. I had no idea. So, but it is what it is. So I guess Alshon's got a rushing touchdown.
When the offense started clicking, did you make any key adjustments, or was it just a matter of just plugging away with the same game plan?
A little bit of both. You know, we obviously had a game plan, and we kind of threw it all out there early to see what they were doing, and then kind of focus in on, okay, this is where our mismatches are. Here's our advantage. And so we did a lot more of that later in the game, and coaches did a great job of dialing it up.
As you were in the third downs, Doug said tempo was a big part of that in the second half in terms of getting to the line. What were you doing there to try to accomplish that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple times a day we just wanted to get on the ball and see what they were doing coverage-wise so that we could call it at the line of scrimmage. And, that's nice that we were able to communicate as effectively as we did and get us in the right calls and pick up some key third downs. And, it kind of simplifies the game for us and for them and just lets us go make plays.
Deshaun was clearly hyped before game and in the early going. What'd you make of his emotion early on? How'd you guys kind of get him to focus?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I love his emotion. I love his attitude. Obviously, the penalty is something that we all would say, you can't do that. But, just his attitude and what he brings to the table mentally, he's a fighter. And he wanted to show it today. And it was good to see and have that passion that he brings and really this entire offense brings. It was good to see.
Slow start, was that more a product of what the defense was doing or was it an execution issue?
I'll have to go back and watch the tape. It's hard to say. I think at the end of the day, that penalty really hurt us early in the game. And, we had a couple of things here and there that we just didn't execute. And, I'm not overly concerned. I think we'll get it right.
On the roll, the first touchdown to Alshon, you rolled, you kind of put it up there. It was kind of like a 50-50 ball. It was kind of covered. Is that the type of thing you guys talk about where you say, hey, I'm going to throw it? You got to take care of me.
Yeah, I mean, that's something, especially down there. Alshon does such a great job of body control and boxing out guys and being strong to the catch and, rolling out and saw a linebacker on him. So I'm going to give him that shot every time, and I'm going to believe he's going to come down with it, 99% of the time. And that's the type of player he is, especially when we get down to the red zone, to go snatch that ball out of the air. And, it's good to see.
Talked a lot.
What I think of him is... Great time out there. I love that guy and how hard he works and what he does for us situationally from third downs, punt returns to different things. He's a leader on this football team, and it was great to have him back out there.
All right, there you have it. We're going to cut out a little early as it starts to get repetitive after points. But there's your quarterback, Carson Wentz, speaking after the game. A great performance out of him today. If you're just joining the show, he had a 121 QBR, 28 for 39, 313 yards, 3 touchdowns. Could have been a fourth. It was surprising to Alshon Jeffrey that was ruled a lateral. So Alshon officially has a rushing touchdown on the season.
Good for Alshon.
But what a day from the Eagles wide receivers. 2 touchdowns from DeSean Jackson, 2 touchdowns from Alshon Jeffrey. You know, none of the tight ends scored. They had okay days.
Right, but again, Ertz stepped up, just like a lot of the guys stepped up in the second half. You saw a lot more out of Zach Ertz. I'm pretty sure first half, Zach Ertz only had one catch, and then you saw
him really... I think he had three targets in the first half, maybe.
Yeah, and then the second half, he really took over. Dallas Goedert made some good plays in the second half. And it, really, Carson Wentz played far better in the second half. It was the second quarter where you really started to see a better Carson Wentz.
Oh, yeah.
But the second half, he looked like that 2017 Wentz, and that's what I'm going to keep on bringing up the rest of the day.
Yeah, no, I mean, I fully believe we're going to get back there. The Eagles paid him as though he's going to get back there. And if you were a Carson Wentz doubter, you know, today was not a good day for you because he looked elite.
Hey, I already had somebody tweeting at me. He only played well in one quarter.
Oh, stop.
One quarter Wentz.
He was great. On third down today, he was 12 of 13, 193 yards, averaging 15 yards an attempt for three touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 158.3. Do you know what that is, Andrew?
Elite quarterbacks.
That is elite MVP quality stuff.
Yeah,
12 of 13 on third downs with three touchdowns.
Like this, when Carson Wentz is playing and when Carson Wentz is healthy, you're not worried on third downs. Like, no. You're not worried that, okay, first down, they only got 2 yards. Second down, they only got it to third and four. Like, you're not worried when Carson Wentz is on the field. And quite frankly, you're not worried with Doug Peterson calling plays. Now,
no.
He was a little shaky in the first quarter. Doug Peterson was calling plays. There's a lot of things that we could question, but... The second half.
I mean, I think the one we all agreed was the third and one toss play was just a dumb play call.
Right. But then you saw some really interesting ones. Like, there was the one.
What did you think about the fourth and one? Because I liked it.
I was okay with it.
I liked the cojones. Just put them on the table there. And, you know, this league, that's the trend now. And a lot of coaches still are too scared to go for it. And look, it didn't work out for you. But I think you're on what? Like the 37-ish?
Yes.
We'll be around field goal range.
We were down at that point.
Yeah, to me, that's a no-brainer. You go for it. The only thing I would have done differently there is, jam Jordan Howard right up the middle there behind Kelsey and gotten it that way. You did see the quarterback sneaks come into the game later on some short yardage stuff, which is a no-brainer type of play. Not their best first half at all, but Carson just said, you know, a little bit of adjustments at halftime, but they more or less stuck to the game plan, and I think the rust came off.
Right, and you really saw Doug get creative in the second quarter. That Alshon Jeffrey rushing touchdown that they're calling it was a fake sweep to the left. I think it might have been Miles Sanders or somebody was in the game, and they ran a fake sweep to the left, and then Carson turned around threw, of course it was a lateral, that's why it was a rushing touchdown, but threw it to Alshon Jeffrey, who scored that touchdown. So it was a fake sweep to the left into a wide receiver screen. I mean, that worked out just perfectly inside the 5 yard line. Doug Peterson was creative today.
Yeah, he was. The one thing I thought they went to a little too much, including on a 3rd and 10, was the wide receiver screen pass. I just thought it wasn't working today.
You saw it with Aguilar.
Yeah, they went with Deshaun once or twice. It just wasn't working today. I like that play in general, but when it's not working, stop forcing it. And Doug, we'll play him for you coming up as well. But Doug did say that Darren Sproles' amount of touches today was schematic based.
Yeah, you'll hear from Doug at 5:15. There's a couple other things that he got into regarding Malik Jackson and also Brandon Brooks. Brandon Brooks had a snap count today.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be 30. He played 55. So good for Brandon. Good for Brandon Brooks.
And they probably said, "Hey, Brandon, you're at your snap count." And he probably went,
"I'm not going out.
I'll break you."
Yeah.
So that's why Big V was in at the end. I think Sidney Jones ended up finishing the game. He did limp off after a nice play there.
Yeah.
But Malik Jackson is the one to watch for. He was carted off after walking off the field on his own power. But he's in a walking boot, according to people down there. And I got to tell you, my favorite quote of the day, Alshon Jeffrey. I love this dude.
He's great.
I thought we should have scored 50, but we scored 30. It is what it is. <That's great. laughs> Alshon's the best. Two open lines if anybody wants to get in. 610-632-0975. Let's talk to the fans about today's 1-0 Eagles performance, the tale of two halves. And frankly, I love the way they came out because that's what champions do.
Yeah.
That is what winning football teams do. You're never out of it. You shut down, you fix the problems, and you let the onslaught happen. Brian in the Northeast is up next. What's up, Brian?
What's up, guys? How's it going? 1-0, baby.
1-0. It was a sweat there for a little bit, Brian, but it feels good.
I know. They couldn't just win comfortably. They got to make us worry a little bit, you know. Be like, hey, you still there?
Yeah.
But,
they're testing us early.
Right. I can't say enough. What a debut by Deshaun Jackson.
Unreal.
I'm so glad to have him back. He's a very good player, and also just adds that little feistiness on the offense. I got to agree with Wentz on, I mean, yeah, we took a penalty, but I like the enthusiasm. I like the fire that he had brought to the game.
Yeah, him and Dunbar were going at each other there early, and I think maybe they don't like each other, but Deshaun was definitely fired up. I mean, look, I tweeted at the time, I was like, come on, Deshaun, you're a veteran now. You got to be smarter than that.
But you also knew it was going to be like that early. Maybe not that chippy, but you knew he was going to be fired up early.
But in hindsight now with the win, looking back on it, it's great. Go punch him again, Deshaun, you know? I don't care.
First quarter, not the fourth quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we still love you, buddy.
Yeah.
But, I just can't say enough about the Eagles' resolve. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people were a little bit nervous, but I got to say that it does look a lot like 2017. This is a team that, even though the Redskins might be subpar, it feels like if the Eagles are down, they're never out of it.
Wentz
looked like a wizard back there again.
Sure did.
I think a lot of people are going to talk about Deshaun Jackson getting open, but I think just with the amount of people that are on this offense, there is always going to be somebody open.
Think about the mismatches constantly. And we didn't even see Ertz and Goddard today, Brian. I mean, we did, but not really.
Right. So maybe next week against the Falcons, you know, Deshaun gets bottled up or he's not as explosive as he was today, but then you got Ertz and Goddard.
Well, think about it, Brian. It's what makes Bill Belichick so great. Every game is unique. You know what I mean? He always has somebody that can hurt you, and what the game calls for is what he'll go to. And, you know, that's where the Eagles are, frankly. They have somebody that can hurt you every week, and depending on the matchups, you can exploit that.
I like the balance, too. 39 pass attempts to 31 rush attempts.
Yep.
And I think the biggest thing to correlate to 2017, 11 of 17 on third down.
Absolutely.
We were so good on that in 2017 on third down passing, and Wentz, I'm ecstatic.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. It's a great day. Go Birds. Thanks for the call, buddy. Real quick, I didn't hear Ryan Kerrigan's name once today.
Is he still on the team?
Good on you, Lane Johnson. Because, look, Lane started last year. You know, there was like a 4 or 5 game stretch where I thought it was some of the worst Lane we had seen to that point. And he got it together, and then he ended up playing through the knee injury. But he shut down one of the premier pass rushers, not only in the division, but in the NFC in total.
Kerrigan has had 26 sacks over the last 2 seasons.
Yeah,
great job out of Lane Johnson. But by the way, the caller brought up like Zach Ertz and how we really didn't see him that much. Second half, we brought up, they did.
Yeah, Zach Ertz, a couple big plays. He ended up having more targets than it felt like.
He had the second most receiving yards today.
Yeah.
But think about that. You could go a full first half without Zach Ertz.
Without one of the best tight ends in the league.
And then Deshaun Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey can step up. Nelson Agholor only had 2 catches, but I think they were both in the first half. And then the second half, it's like when you're running the ball with Jordan Howard, you're also giving the ball to Zach Ertz, the best tight end in the league.
Yeah, how about that? Welcome into the Fanatic Postgame Show presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. And coming up soon, we'll check in with Doug Peterson down at Lincoln Financial Field. But let's sneak in T-Will before we do that. What's going on, T-Will?
Getting back to that 10-mo, baby. Back to that 10-mo.
We're going to rock that 10-mo. We're going to get back to the 10.
Yep, that 10-mo was all over that stadium.
35 fantasy points for a big Deshaun Jack, you know?
Yeah.
We can ride with that.
He's going to be a weapon this year.
He sure is, and props to Howie for getting him back, you know? But listen, let's break this down. I was going to talk about my favorite guy, but I'll save that for tomorrow for with Cousin the Chumas and Martinez. But, Andrew, don't forget, you got to control this. Now, you know, bro can get a little out of hand. I heard you read that tweet, and the bro started to get a little excited about that. So you got to tame him down on this new show.
I love this bro. I love the bro, man. I wear my heart on my sleeve, T-Will.
Well, that's right. We know that. But I mean, overall, I mean, great performance. The first half, it is what it is. You know, we didn't see these guys during preseason. We didn't know what to expect. We only went by what was reported. And it kind of showed. It showed its ugly face on the first half. But, you know, props to Doug Peterson, man. The adjustment he did in the second half just to get into the end zone before the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And that was huge.
He realized that team needed a spark, and he went for the big momentum play, and he got it.
He went for the big momentum play. He got it. And
that play
fact
changed
that
the game.
Actually, you know what changed the game? The momentum switch was when they did the Texas stunt with Brandon Graham and and what's his name? Fletcher Cox.
T. Willer, you need it in the background there?
Yeah, I got my cousins and everyone over here, you know, big family day.
Yeah. All right. T. Willer, we'll talk soon, but I'm going to send it down to Doug P. All right, see you, buddy.
Yeah,
go Birds.
I know what he's talking about. The Washington was up 20-14 at the point, and Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, they took over that series, and it ended up being a three and out. It ended up being 3rd and 20 at one point. They did the sticks defense, gave up 11 yards, but it was a three and out. But it was when they were down 6 points that really changed it, because the Eagles scored that previous possession to make it 20-14. And then they did the three and out, then they come right back and score and make it 21-20.
Yeah, that was a big play. But let's send it down to Doug Peterson at Lincoln Financial Field. Here's Doug after the game.
What changed in the second half?
I don't think much of anything. We just kind of settled into the game. Made a few adjustments at halftime, but you know, there were some plays to be made in the first half. We just didn't make them offensively. Defense, you know, we didn't get off the field on third down in the first half, but we got off the field on third down in the second half. And then conversely, we stayed on the field and we made some plays on third down. So just a matter of staying patient, staying, trusting the game plan, and, you know, guys executed well in the second half.
Doug, in the first drive in the second half, you had a quick fourth down conversion. I think it was from your own 34.
Correct.
Any hesitation to go
forward
there?
None. About a half a yard, so it was no hesitation. I was going for it right there.
On that drive, you ran the ball 9 of 12 times, I think. How much did that let you establish control of the line of scrimmage in the game?
Yeah, you know, even a couple times in the first half, I thought kind of controlled the line of scrimmage. We had some nice runs. Second half, kind of challenged the guys at halftime and said, hey, you know, offensive line, control the line of scrimmage, and they did. Had those two long drives there in the second half and really you know, dominated by the offensive line, and then hats off to those guys. Helped us really get ourselves back into this football game and help us win.
What did you think of the way Carson played?
Yeah, I thought he played. Within himself. I thought he really saw the field extremely well. You know, distributed the ball well. You know, made the checks that we needed him to make. He played well. Obviously, look at the tape tomorrow and see. But I think just my blink just says that he played good.
He was very efficient on third down. All three touchdown passes on third down. 9 passes converted first down to third. What was the key to that success on third down?
Some of it was a little tempo offense. We lined up quickly to the line of scrimmage. Thought that there might have been a little confusion on defense that we were able to kind of take advantage of, which helped us there. Deshaun, we caught him in the right coverage on one touchdown. Deshaun, you know, kind of split the two deep safety there, or at least a one high safety at the what I thought, and for the one touchdown, protection was really good. So just a combination of our execution and then just playing fast.
What was it like seeing Deshaun have the game he had in his first game back in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I'm excited for him. I'm excited for the team. You know, it's a great win, great way to start our season. Excited for Deshaun. You know, first game back, I wish he wouldn't have got the penalty in the first quarter there, but, you know, emotions run high early, and he settled into, had a nice game.
What effect does his speed have on the whole offense and his ability to kind of create space?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously something that, you know, we're blessed to have. He's blessed to have as well. Take advantage of that, you know, and you know, not all the time, if you watch the game, and not all the time do you have to throw the ball deep. With his speed, it might get a little off coverage from time to time, so take advantage of that too. But, yeah, he fits in well with what we're doing. Obviously freed up, you know, Alshon and some of the things Nelly did, and, you know, even Zach and Dallas. So it's good to have.
Brad, when first came out during the fourth quarter for Big D, was that part of the plan for him to get the
plan
out? And
yeah.
And also defensively, it seemed like the outside corners were kind of cycling in and out. Was that
part of the plan, you know, early in the season like that, especially with Darby, you know, putting them on a little bit of not a pitch count, but a rotating basis. All those guys were going to play, you know, when you have four corners out there. The three that played corner position, obviously. But, yeah, all part of the plan.
Well, did you have the ball behind 17? How much did that touchdown pass wake up the offensive guy to keep going?
I think the 17-0 kind of woke us up. We knew what we had to do. You know, we had to just kind of stay within, you know, within our game plan. I had to keep calling, you know, runs. The run game was eventually going to take over, and we were able to make some more plays there in the second half that got us back in the game and eventually, you know, win the game. So, Yeah, you don't ever want to see that, you know, 17-0 at home. But hats off to the guys, resilient group, staying true, and crawling themselves back into it.
Hey, Doug, we've asked you so much about Miles and Jordan throughout preseason. Why so much Darren today?
Well, some of it was by design. Some of the plays that were effective. As you know, when we construct game plans, we have multiple run schemes, and they're designed for different guys. The ones that were kind of clicking today were the Darren ones. And so just kept calling his number there. Those other two guys I thought ran well also. Unfortunately, we got the late holding call deep in, you know, late in the game there on that one. But Miles is explosive, as you know. Jordan ran extremely hard. So excited for all three of those guys.
When Deshaun hits that deep ball for the touchdown, with his energy and emotion that he shows, is he coming back to you on the sidelines? Let's get another one going here.
He's excited, talking. He comes up to you and kind of high fives you a little bit, and just whispers in your ear like, "Hey, let's keep it going," you know, type thing. And that's him. He obviously leads by example. He's great to have in the locker room. And we're just fortunate that today was his day.
The first drive in the third quarter, you ran the ball 9 out of 12 plays. I had a lot of success on the ground. How important was it to establish that kind of balance and keep them a little bit off balance?
Yeah, it's anytime you can establish your run game during the game, it helps you. It opens up a lot of things. And you know, a couple times we caught them in sub defense to our 12 personnel, which was good for us to run the football in, and you take advantage of that. But yeah, I mean, anytime that you can do that, it definitely opens up more things, you know, in the second half for us that it did, especially down the field throws.
Coach, what kind of defensive adjustments did you make in the second half where you kept the receivers in check from the big plays for the most part?
I think it really just starts with the front, getting a little more pressure on the quarterback, you know, disrupting some of his throws, and then being where your feet are, just understanding from a defensive standpoint where you need to be and being there, and executing the defense. But I do think we got a little bit more pressure on the quarterback there in the second half.
Last one, please.
Not yet. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Ed.
And there he is, 1-0, head coach Doug Peterson after today's game. Darren Sproles, his workload was schematic, as they said there. They obviously,
sure. That's what he says week one.
I mean, he loves him some Darren Sproles.
He really does.
He loves him some
Darren
Sproles.
That's the one thing I was concerned about. Now, again, I will point out, he made some very good plays in the fourth quarter, Darren Sproles. But the first quarter, the second quarter, and even the third quarter, I'm like, all right, I'm seeing too much of Darren Sproles. He's not doing enough to be out on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Jordan Howard was hands down one of your most productive players there in the first half, and the lack of runs to him.
He was averaging 5 yards a carry.
Yeah, he was effective all day. Jordan Howard had a nice debut, in my opinion. Coming up, we got wide open lines. Going to talk to you guys. Tasty Cake, Dom, and Rajab are there. We'll talk to you guys coming up next. But a couple open lines if you want to get in and talk about the tale of two halves today. And unfortunately, we have to talk about the Mike Scott incident that happened in the parking lot. Just to mention, we have to, because it's embarrassing and our fan base is going to be dragged through the mud because of it. We'll just hit on it. I'm not going to harp on it, but we do have to talk about how embarrassing that was. PropSwap is America's marketplace to buy and sell any active sports bet. This is cool. You can find out for free the current value of your sports bet right now at PropSwap.com. There are a whole new set of better odds that now exist only at PropSwap. PropSwap offers value for buyers and value for sellers. And you don't have to wait 5 months on a futures wager. You can release your money now. There is a buyer waiting. With PropSwap, you get real control over your own money. It's a futures wagering advantage. If you are late to place your bet and now believe in the team, you still have time. Go to PropSwap.com. Even during the game, there might be a ticket for sale. It just takes seconds to get back on top, even during the game. And PropSwap loves bulk sellers. For some, it's a great business to make several wagers and then list them on PropSwap. Keep in mind, many bettors can't always make it to the sports book when they want. So they find and buy tickets on PropSwap. Go to PropSwap.com now.
97.5, The Fanatic. Incubus. 20 years of Make Yourself. And beyond. Saturday, October 5th, The Met Philadelphia. Incubus. On the road in celebration of the 20th anniversary of their double platinum album, Make Yourself. With special guest, Wild Bell. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and TheMetPhilly.com. Part of the City Fitness Concert Series. For more info and tour dates, check out IncubusHQ.com. Don't miss Incubus. Live.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's PARXcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road 805-95 of the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Join thousands of Philly football fans on December 1st at the Hard Rock Stadium in Florida to cheer our men in green against Miami. Football and fun in the sun. Deals start at just $400. Yes, you heard it right. That's $400. And that includes your game ticket. Incredible. The Travel Authority has what you want. Game ticket, nonstop flights, outstanding hotels, and more. Packages are available for 2, 3, and 4 nights with or without airfare. This is your kind of trip. And South Florida has it all. Football, sun, sand, outstanding food, shopping attractions, and more. Space is limited, so act now. Call 800-220-3900. That's 800-220-3900. Don't miss this super getaway at a great price. For the best in Philly sports travel, call the Travel Authority at 800-220-3900. Join thousands of Philly football fans on December 1st at the Hard Rock Stadium in Florida to cheer our men in green against Miami. Deals start at just $400. Yes, you heard it right. That's $400. And that includes your game ticket. For the best in Philly sports travel, call the Travel Authority at 800-220-3900.
Looking for examples of education excellence? Go to where the success begins. Public schools across Pennsylvania. This is the place where the stories begin. In the classrooms and hallways, labs and libraries, in stadiums and on stages. The power of today's public education is behind the camera or in front, at the soundboard or the whiteboard. Singing, solving, building, creating. Join the success story. The public schools of Pennsylvania. Success starts here.
Go to successstartshere.org, sponsored by the PA School Boards Association.
85 years ago, William Hill bet on himself and started the largest sports betting company in the world. America's number one sports book is available to you, New Jersey, just in time for football action. Now it's time to trust yourself. Download the William Hill app and get ready to prove yourself right all season long. William Hill Sports Betting, America's number one sports book. Must be 21 or older and physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Temple football battles Maryland on Saturday, September 14th at noon at Lincoln Financial Field. All kids in 8th grade and younger can score a touchdown on the field following the game as part of Parent-Child Touchdown Toss Day. Visit owlsticks.com.
Sports Talk for North Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back into the Fanatic post-game show presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. You heard from Doug P. You heard from Carson Wentz. That's over. The rest of the show's for you guys and for Andrew and I. Welcome into the 97.5, the Fanatic post-game show here on the station. Really excited to be doing this all season with Andrew. We've had a lot of fun on Saturday afternoons. Now we bring it to the post-game. And what a day. What a day indeed. The Eagles are 1-0. It was officially the tale of two halves. First half, I did expect rust. It was a little worse than I expected. Sendejo, not off to a great start with his first play of the game.
That was bad.
But he's to blame for that Vernon Davis touchdown.
Well, the problem is what's really going to go forgotten because of, A, the good thing is Carson Wentz played out of his mind in the second half. But also the defense, the secondary got carved up. That first half.
Oh, yeah.
What
do you have, 273 yards at halftime?
Who, Case Keenum? Yeah, and he finished 30? With 380. But in the rushing defense is going to go forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
They only allowed 28 rushing yards.
Yeah, and Darius Geis is a guy I think that has a chance to be a really nice player. Chris Thompson's one of those guys that I was concerned about just because he's shifty. And when he's receiving the ball out of the backfield, he can be a threat. And...
yeah,
you know, and look, those types of passes are really runs in this day and age in the NFL. So those two did give me some concern, and they shut them down.
They shut them down. I know they only carried the ball 13 times, but that's because the Redskins offense, Gruden, you know, they pretty much realized, okay, we can't get anything past this front four with Fletcher Cox and Malik Jackson, who unfortunately goes down. I'll get an MRI tomorrow, by the way.
Okay.
But guys like Derek
Hopefully
Barnett,
that's nothing serious.
Vinny Curry made a play early in
the game. Timmy Jernigan got pressure on one of your only sacks on the day.
Yep.
Derek Barnett, you said, had three quarterback pressures
three
or
quarterback hits.
Yeah.
Most on the Eagles team.
So that's
team
good. Brandon Graham, I thought, played a really nice game. Vinny Curry made a couple nice plays. The defensive line, outside of some lack of pressure in the first half, I thought played pretty well.
Right. So,
I was getting the Clowney tweets.
Oh, yeah,
we don't need Clowney. I'm like, can we just relax for a second? It's a half of football.
Want to know. And plus, the passing defense got carved up. Yeah, the second half was much better. The rushing
defense,
though. Jim
Schwartz changed some things.
That front four did a fantastic job.
They did. The cornerbacks, we'll see. You know, certainly McLaurin, the kid from Ohio State, toasted Rasul pretty bad. There was no safety help over the top there. But, you know, the cornerbacks, you know, they certainly didn't quiet any concerns people may have had. But, you know, it wasn't their best showing, but they tightened it up in the second half. Real quick, the pass-catching breakdown for today. So it went like this in terms of targets. DeSean Jackson had 10 targets, 8 catches, 154 yards. I would say that's a nice debut in his return.
Yes, very good day.
Zach Ertz is your second targeted Eagle. It did not feel like that at all, did it?
No, but that's what I said a couple segments ago, was that it's so good that you have this deep of an offense that you can go without seeing Zach Ertz at all in the first half, and then Zach Ertz ends up being your second best receiver on the day, just because the defense is now focused on DeSean Jackson,
Alshon
Jeffrey.
He didn't kill you with yardage, but he was effective all day.
Right, and he scored the rushing touchdown because it was thrown behind the line of scrimmage, but that's how good this and deep this offense is that Zach Ertz can go unnoticed the first half, and then the second half really put up some good numbers.
I was concerned early on in the first quarter, since we're here in the trust tree, talking about our feelings on the game, that maybe Carson wasn't throwing guys open, because I was like, there's no way guys are this covered up. And he seemed to kind of not be pulling the trigger on some. That eventually changed in a big
fair to
way.
Say. There
but
was
I was
one...
like, is he not throwing these guys open? Is he a little afraid to pull the trigger here? But he shut me up real quick.
Not only that, there was one play, and I wrote it down somewhere, but Nelson Agholor, he did throw open, but he overthrew him. Mm-hmm. It was Agholor
Yeah, it was the one to the sideline. It was a tough ball.
It was a very tough ball.
And he missed it by
but he could have had
4 inches.
And that's when I go, okay.
If he had made that one, I go, oh, damn.
Right. But that is also the play where I go, all right, if he did play a little bit in the preseason, the timing maybe a little bit better, they make that play, but then he shut me up the second half.
Yeah, he was phenomenal today. The rest of the breakdown, Alshon got 6 targets, 5 catches, 49 yards. Darren Sproles ended up with 3 targets, 3 receptions, 16 yards. Dallas Goedert, 3 targets, 2 catches. Agholor, 5 targets, 2 catches. Jordan Howard, 3 targets, 2 catches. And Boobie Sanders, two targets, one reception, and one was called back on an absolutely awful blocking call on J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Let's go to our buddy Tasty Cake. Dom, 1-0, Dom.
1-0. 1-0, James. Yeah. Got to admit, though, James Andrew, 17-0.
Oh, it was terrifying.
Antonio Brown, Jim Schwartz.
I think Jim is a little overhated. I'm not in love with him. Don't take this wrong, but I do think people are quick to jump on him when sometimes it's not necessarily his fault.
Well, I know I am. But James, I just have to accept that. Like I thought Doug P should have took three.
Yeah,
when we didn't, I thought the play call was ridiculous.
The play call was ridiculous.
Jordan Howard was supposed to come here and be the hammer. Third and one, he was supposed to be the hammer with that great offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have to accept. I'm happy that Doug is that aggressive.
Yeah, you gotta love it.
Go for it.
More often than not, Dom, it's gonna work out for you.
Yep. Listen, he's the guy that got us the ring. So, you know, time for me to shut up. And then Schwartz. I don't think he's aggressive enough. There's obvious blitzing downs that he doesn't send anybody.
Yeah, I would like to see more blitzing still.
Yep, but we're 1-0, and man, did Carson play great.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing today, Dom. Carson and Deshaun look like they're Carson is absolutely back. Deshaun should have never left, probably. But he's a game changer. He's a game changer in the NFL still. The guy has not lost a step. And to see them connect on two deep balls is probably about the best feeling an Eagles fan could have right now because of what it's going to do for the rest of the offense over the course of a season.
Yep. And congratulations on it. This is going to be fun after games.
Oh, we're going to have a blast, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so
thanks, Dom.
I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dom. We'll talk again soon, buddy, and thanks for the call.
So going back to his pressure for Jim Schwartz, and this is probably what's going to anger a lot of Eagles fans, is on the second play of the game when the Redskins, it was second down and 10, they brought pressure and they got an 8-yard gain out of it, and the next play was that Vernon Davis touchdown.
Yeah.
After
Sendejo.
That,
whew.
But after that, I
was like Sean Considine,
I don't remember
level.
Seeing people blitz. Like, I don't remember. It's going to be interesting to see when somebody can actually break it down how many times they sent at least six guys, right? The
yeah.
four men front and then two other people, whether it's a corner or a linebacker or a safety, because I saw a couple guys rush. There might have been two or three other guys outside the front four rushing on that play. And the Redskins gained 8 yards on it. And Jim Schwartz probably said, you know what? I give up. I'm done.
Yeah.
No more brain pressure.
Just to update people real quick, as it's heading towards the half, the Dallas Cowboys are driving on the Giants. They're up 14-7 with the chance to make it 21-7 before the half. Let's go to Rajab in West Oak. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? Great win today.
Great win.
Awesome win.
What was your favorite part?
Oh, of course. Carson Wentz and Deshaun Jackson. You know, the thing about it is before the season even started, I kept saying the first play they're going to do is going to be a long bomb from Carson to Deshaun. It didn't happen. But hey, we got two bombs.
We got them. Yeah.
So I'm good with that. I just want to point out a few things. Some things not so good and some things that were good.
Sure.
We all saw the first half. It looked like it was about to be just a straight debacle. But, you know, obviously it's rust. These guys haven't played at all, pretty much most of them haven't played at all during the preseason. It was showing on both sides of the ball. And so basically the fact that they made the necessary adjustments and just came out and just, you know, basically blew it wide open, that was very good to see.
Yeah, it was great to see.
One of my main issues is with Doug Peterson's play calling. I don't understand what the amount of talent that we have, what's with all the dinking and dunking down the field? Like, every time it's first and second down, they're going for these five-yard routes. And it's like, but then when they get third down, then we're going for our first down. But I don't understand. Like,
that's the offense. They're going to slow bleed you to death.
That's running the football these days.
Yeah, I mean, Rajab, that's more or less like a run play anymore in today's NFL. That's kind of the way of the league. And, you know, I don't hate it. I think there was a little too much wide receiver screen plays today because that wasn't effective. Overall, I don't have a problem with 5 and 7 yard chunk plays passing. I saw some people calling him check down Charlie on Twitter, and I was like, all right, let's relax.
Yeah, hopefully, like I said, you know, the first game.
But Rajab, to your point, those plays may have opened Deshaun Jackson up to do what he did.
Exactly. And now it's the next thing I actually was going to say, that it did actually kind of open things up, and that's why he was able to get open. So, like I said, at this point, like, I'm really optimistic. I thought the defense played better in the second half.
Absolutely.
Much better second half, yeah.
I definitely thought I saw a big improvement on that. I'm still kind of concerned about the secondary because they were getting burned big time.
Yeah, but they're going to get some of their guys back.
And I mean, thanks for the call, Rajab.
We'll see. We'll see if Jalen Mills comes back. And
look, it wasn't the best day for the secondary. It wasn't,
but it was game one.
But they were better in the second half, and that's all you can ask for. Brandon, Steve, Scott, and Dustin, we'll get you guys up next. Great day for the Eagles. It was concerning there for a while, but overall, Carson Wentz returned to form, and so we all saw what we wanted to see, and that was a near-perfect game from him, first quarter or not. It was a lot of fun. He's Andrew Salchunas. I'm Jamie Lynch. Time at the Fanatic is 5:41. PropSwap is America's marketplace to buy and sell any active sports bet. PropSwap offers value for buyers and value for sellers, and you don't have to wait 5 months on a futures bet. You can release your money now. There is a buyer waiting. With PropSwap, you get real control over your own money. It's a futures wagering advantage. If you were late to place your bet, or now you believe in the team, you still have time. Go to PropSwap.com. Even during the game, there might be a ticket for sale. PropSwap is a real edge on sports wagering and a real value to sports bettors. At PropSwap, there are no rules, only opportunities. Did you bet a long shot at the sportsbook and have buyer's remorse? Do you want a way out on a long futures bet? Here's your second chance. Sell it on PropSwap. I might have a Giants ticket for sale. Have your bets got a little overextended? Sell those wagers on PropSwap and get cash right away. You can change your destiny and course correct in seconds. You are no longer locked in. PropSwap is ready and waiting. That's PropSwap.com.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus, even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy? Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's PARXcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 805-95 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher. Shea, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Mom, can we get White Castle sliders?
Great idea, Ben. Let's see where they are.
Attention, Ben. Tell your mom she can find White Castle sliders in the freezer aisle. They're made with 100% beef patties on a bed of steamed grilled onions with the same one-of-a-kind taste you can find in Castle's.
Oh, she's smart. Hey, intercom lady, any advice for her first day of school?
Ben, she's not gonna...
Try a new hairstyle. Oh, maybe a mullet.
A mullet? Cool!
You are not getting a mullet.
White Castle, find the slider variety you crave in your nearest freezer aisle.
Car dealerships aren't always the best places to work, but Glassdoor says at CarSense, we are. And if you think we treat the people who work here well, try showing up as a customer. CarSense, now open in Glen Mills, PA.
85 years ago, William Hill bet on himself and started the largest sports betting company in the world. America's number one sports book is available to you, New Jersey, just in time for football action. Now it's time to trust yourself. Download the William Hill app and get ready to prove yourself right all season long. William Hill Sports Betting, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Jim McManus plays on one station in Philly, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back into the 97.5 Fanatic postgame show presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. You know, I said earlier that Alshon Jeffrey had the quote of the day when he said, "I we should have put up 50. We put up 30. It is what it is." That's a great quote.
Fantastic quote.
Another great quote, and in the running for quote of the day, Brandon Brooks. Hell yeah. Having Deshaun back is bleeping great.
Well, that's because we're all feeling that.
That's exactly what every fan is feeling too, Brandon.
Every Eagles fan is feeling that today, and it didn't take long to see it. Like, that touchdown pass took me right back to 2017.
Oh, yeah. Right in the feels. Right in the nostalgic feels.
Well, no. Not 2010, 2011. I'm saying 2017 because I go, oh, look.
Oh, well.
It was a combination of 2017 and 2011.
Carson Wentz is a deep threat again.
You know, the year they won the Super Bowl?
It's amazing. Deshaun Jackson, talk about a debut for the ages. Absolutely phenomenal today, outside of what we both agreed was a stupid penalty early in the game. Look, the boy was all jacked up on Mountain Dew, you know? There's nothing you can do about it. But overall, phenomenal game from Carson Wentz, phenomenal game from Deshaun Jackson. It's just absolutely great to see. Let's go back out to the phone lines and talk to Brandon in Brewery Town. What's going on, Brandon?
What's going on, man?
What a day.
Dude, so I was up in Pittsburgh in a wedding all weekend, so I told my girl that we have to leave at 10. So I
That's good work by you.
By 1 o'clock, so I start listening. So I was all hyped to listen to Meek Mill before the game on the radio.
I put Dreams and Nightmares on today, too, Brandon.
Oh, man, I was so excited. And then it took the breath out of me when I heard Vernon Davis, who I forgot was even playing,
scored
like a 48-yard touchdown.
Did you see it yet?
So, yeah, I got home.
I was going to say, because Sendejo, that was Sean Considine levels of awful. He got it together the rest of the game, but he stumbled in coverage and then blew. He screwed up twice in one play. It was pretty awful.
I saw he got, like, straight hurdle. I was like, this is Vernon Davis, like, 40 years old.
Yeah, I know. Unreal.
But I got home at halftime. And I was so pumped after the first Deshaun bomb, like all my friends' group chats are blowing up. The second 52-yard bomb hit, I'm like freaking out. I'm in my Philadelphia versus like the world shirt, crushing the Miller Lite. I'm so excited. And I'm so pumped because like my friends and I always watch like big highlights on Sunday mornings to get in the mode. I can't wait to watch the highlights now of like McNabb to Deshaun, Vic to Deshaun, and now Wentz to Deshaun. Like I just can't wait for those Sunday morning highlights now.
It's going to be great. And Brandon, thanks for the call, buddy. We'll talk to you again. It was great out there. It was just once the second half hit and you realized they found their stride, like you knew the game was early. I thought it was early third quarter. They scored pretty quickly, right. And I went, "Oh, this one's over." And they should have covered,
well,
frankly.
I said as soon as Deshaun scored that touchdown at my house when they made it 17-7, I said, okay, this is when the Eagles come back. Like, they're going to win this game because you weren't afraid of this Redskins team. Even though they took that lead, I think every Eagles fan was more concerned about the rust factor than, oh my God, maybe the Redskins are better than we thought. Like, nobody thought that. So as soon as Deshaun scored that touchdown, I said, okay, this is when they're going to start picking away. They still got the whole second half.
Yeah. And you could tell Carson was rolling. He felt it, man. Like, he was making all the right decisions. You know, I was very happy to see he threw it away in one case where there was nothing there. And, you know, you don't want to put yourself too much in harm's way. But he was rolling out at the right times. He was making great throws on the run. He just looked like he was feeling it in the second half.
I watched a highlight just now of a double pump from Carson Wentz to two different receivers, then did I guess you could say the patented Tony Romo rollout where he turns around. You know how Tony Romo used to do that all the time to escape pressure?
Yeah, he
did that rollout, turnaround. He then hit Zach Ertz for a first down, and it was an incredible play. A double pump fake, then a rollout, and then running down toward the sideline and throwing and hitting Ertz in stride for a first down. Like, that's elite quarterback kind of stuff. Now, the one thing I want you to answer for me, last year, the Eagles had the fewest first quarter points in all of football.
Yeah.
I think they averaged the second fewest points per first quarter.
Yeah. This is the Frank Reich effect.
Do you think so?
Because Frank was instrumental in the game plan. Look, it's pretty well known that these guys, the Andy Reid guys, like to script their first 15 plays.
Yeah.
And this is where my Mike Groh concerns lie.
Because Doug, all last year, did not do well in the first 15 plays of the first quarter.
Yes,
but you
correct.
Saw them play well in the second half, and that really happened today. I mean, their first drive out of halftime was a touchdown. They scored a touchdown. It was a long drive. At one point, I thought they were going to have to punt, but they got a third down conversion. Carson Wentz had a quarterback sneak at one point. They really turned things around in that second half and started on that very first drive. I guess that's a Doug Peterson thing. Maybe he scores better his second half and adjusts better.
Yeah, here's where I have concerns in that it was Frank Reich. Because of the game plan, Frank was instrumental. Look, Frank is a guy that had probably, roughly close to 30 years of total NFL experience from being a player to a coach. That gives you an air of confidence, and that might make you question some things, maybe go head-to-head, butt heads with something you disagree with a little more than someone like Mike Groh, who's only been in the league about 5 years, feels comfortable doing. It's not to say that Mike Groh is not effective or anything like that.
Yeah.
I just think maybe Frank was more willing to battle for something he believed in because of that confidence of being in the league so long. That's where I think that's honestly where I think their first 15 plays struggles come from. I think Frank Reich had an enormous effect on the game plan design right out of the gate.
And I wonder what it'll look like game two. Now, game one, you could say that they were still rusty because they hadn't played in the preseason.
You could, but
so maybe game two,
same
those
thing
first
was last year, too. And that's where my concern comes
I'm kinda
from.
I'm kind of concerned about that.
So, it's not to say Mike Groh stinks, but Mike Groh's a guy I'm going to be keeping my eye on all year because of just that. The game plan, the scripted plays, we'll see what happens here. Let's sneak in Steve in Philly here before the break. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, man.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, listen, I'm home. I'm coming home from the game with my three best friends, so we want to give you an Eagles chant.
Go for it, man.
But I just want to say before we give you an Eagles chant, what a great game. Isn't this a great example of a great team who's got a ton of bullets in their holster, and we can do anything from top to bottom, wide receivers to running backs, and it doesn't matter whether it's a wide receiver or a running back or a quarterback or a defensive play. This team can get it done this year. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, of course, man.
That's awesome. Well, here we go. E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles!
Yeah, that's awesome, Steve, man. Great chant out of all those people. I'm glad they're having a good time, man.
The Fanatic post-game show is presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. See how much your bet is worth and find out great deals on bets others want to sell. PropSwap.com. We got Zach and Scott on the lines. Bunch of lines just opened up. I love hearing those Eagles chants from a bunch of rowdy boys after the game with
especially
their 1-0 Eagles.
Especially after a few pops.
Yeah!
A little bit louder, a little hoarse. It's great.
I'm very excited to be doing this show this year, Andrew. Like, pumped.
Yes.
When I saw all the tailgating and the parking lot stuff going on earlier, part of me was like, damn.
Well, here's what you can do.
That looks fun down there. Beautiful day.
One of my buddies who's a DJ and does DJing at the pregame stuff, he got there at 9 a.m. They're starting. So you can go down, maybe not have the pops,
could.
But go down there around 9. You're living South Philly.
Oh, I live very close.
Parking.
No, I unfortunately, I would have to.
And then hang. No. Walk or take an Uber?
I mean, it would take me probably 40 minutes to walk.
Okay, then take an Uber. You're there from 9 until 12 and hanging out with people. And
all,
then
the, all the fun's in the pops, man. I want to go be down there playing some cornhole, throwing some cold domestic boys back.
You can have two pops.
I don't think so. I'm a professional, Andrew. Couple open lines if you want to get in to react to today's great performance from Carson Wentz and DeSean Jackson. I want to talk about the offensive line coming up. I want to run through our game notes because we both took extensive notes, and that was a roller coaster of emotions. Today, you're listening to the 97.5 Fanatic postgame show. He's Andrew Salchunas. I'm Jamie Lynch. Here's your reminder when placing futures bets. Always make your bets with PropSwap in mind. We call it go for two. Make your regular bet and then make a duplicate second smaller bet to sell on PropSwap. It's an insurance side bet. Often selling this second bet returns back some of the costs of the original wager you are keeping. And smart bettors can always sell their futures bet when they improve and make an average profit of five times their original bet. Go to PropSwap.com and see what real sports bettors can do now. For instance, last football season, a seller listed a Patrick Mahomes MVP ticket at 75-1 odds, and a PropSwap buyer scooped it up and cashed in for over $100,000. Also last season, a PropSwapper sold a New Orleans ticket for $57,000. The buyer got great odds, and the seller made the right decision as New Orleans ultimately lost in the playoffs. PropSwap is America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets for every sport. Go to PropSwap.com today.
97.5 The Fanatic.
University of Maryland University College was made to bring a respected state university education to working adults at home and abroad. 70 years ago, we sent professors overseas to educate service members and their families on military installations and on the front lines. Today, we're online because that's where working adults need us. That's where you need us. Throughout, we'll support your commitment to be a successful student while balancing your life. With more than 90 programs and specializations for where you are and where you want to be. At University of Maryland University College, we go the distance. Times have changed, but what we're made for hasn't. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate with University of Maryland University College. Apply by September 16th and we'll waive your application fee. Fall classes start soon. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's PARXcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refundable. Loss is a free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season beer garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 805-95 to the VA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before I moved my savings to Marcus by Goldman Sachs, my account just sat there doing nothing because I was too attached. Now my money's growing like my hair used to in the past. It's like I have a new hairdo that cannot be surpassed.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Earn four times the national average at Marcus.com.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
As we return to school and work, all of us need to be aware of our surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. If you ride NJ Transit trains or buses or live or work near a station, you know when something just doesn't feel right. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Stay alert, stay alive.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
85 years ago, William Hill bet on himself and started the largest sports betting company in the world. America's number one sports book is available to you, New Jersey, just in time for football action. Now it's time to trust yourself. Download the William Hill app and get ready to prove yourself right all season long. William Hill Sports Betting, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the New Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Welcome back into the 97.5 Fanatic postgame show. I'm Jamie Lynch in with Andrew Salchunas. And the postgame show is presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets.
And don't forget, this weekend's programming is brought to you by TurnersvilleJeep.com, Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep and Ram dealer. See why people from all over the Delaware Valley come to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers. Shop TurnersvilleJeep.com.
But overall, great day. Your Philadelphia Eagles are 1-0. It was certainly a frustrating first half, as the Redskins took a 20-7 lead into the half. The 7 points for the Eagles came on a momentum-changing, in my opinion, play to DeSean Jackson. And apparently, according to a lot of the reporters that were down there today, DeSean was very vocal at halftime.
Yeah.
And kind of led the hoorah charge there, you know, in the locker room. So this is a much different DeSean Jackson than we had here previously. He was a young pup before, and you know, played what, 5-6 years, became a vet, but left, and apparently improved all of his route running, according to everyone out there, and maybe is emerging a little bit as a leader on this team.
Right, and what you heard right away from his introductory press conference, or you could call it his reintroductory press conference, when he came back, you heard
back in Philly, though. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, DeSean.
But you heard how much more mature he was.
I feel you.
All right, I'm done.
And all the reporters, even the one-on-one reporters, are saying, like, oh my God, he sounds so much more mature.
Yeah, he's a father of two now, I believe. Yeah, you know, I mean, life changes.
He wants to win.
Yeah.
He wants to win a ring.
And he always wanted to be here.
And he was in two terrible situations after the Philadelphia Eagles, going to D.C.
Yeah, that was gross.
And then going to Tampa.
You know who Kirk Cousins should be writing letters to every single week thanking him for getting him $87 million guaranteed?
Who?
DeSean Jackson.
Yes.
Because DeSean Jackson made—I don't want to say completely made Kirk Cousins, but he allowed him to put up gaudy numbers in Washington, which eventually led to Kirk getting paid.
Yeah.
So I hope Kirk understands how important DeSean Jackson is. I said it earlier, and it's not even a hot take. Perhaps maybe the best deep threat receiver in NFL history.
Yeah,
he's easily up there in the top 3 or 4.
Do some research, because he does it year by year.
It's unbelievable. He has the most 50-plus yard touchdowns in NFL history.
I guess you can make the case.
I mean, I believe he passed Jerry Rice, and I'm obviously not saying he's a better receiver than Jerry Rice, but when it comes to one particular skill set, it's pretty unbelievable what he's able to do, and the rest of the offense should thrive the remainder of the year, you know, because of it.
And you saw there was one specific play, and it was in the third quarter. It was after his second touchdown pass. It was a third down. I believe it was 3rd and 10, and he's running around the hash marks and then just breaks toward the outside.
Oh, yeah.
And gets an easy first down because the corner is taking steps back because the corner thinks he's trying to get past him, go to the end zone. And DeSean's like, nope, I'm going to turn around here, run right to the sideline. And then Wentz hits him in stride. He gets the first down, runs out of bounds. And it's that kind of stuff. When those two explosive plays happen, now DeSean Jackson can run different routes himself.
And it's funny, I said earlier, you know, we always thought that DeSean was going to make everybody else's life easier. I think everybody else is making DeSean's life easier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun season. Obviously, Carson and DeSean wasted no time showing their connection. So, for Carson Wentz, career 50-yard touchdown passes, he's got 2 to DeSean in one game.
Right.
2 to Nelson Agholor, 1 to Darren Sproles, 1 to Mac Hollins, 1 to Torrey Smith, 1 to Jordan Matthews, and 1 to Alshon Jeffrey. So, there's his career 50-yard touchdown receptions leaders. DeSean, he's good at football.
Yes, very good at football, and it's the deep threat that Carson Wentz never had. Torrey Smith was okay.
Mike Wallace, we never got to see. Torrey Smith is not Deshaun. Mac Hollins had that one play and then died for a whole season. But Deshaun Jackson and the impact he's going to have on this team are no joke. Real quick, I want to talk about the offensive line.
Yeah.
Because to my knowledge, Jason Peters didn't come out today. And if he did, I missed it. But to me, it looked like
there was one moment that he limped, but he stayed in the game.
Yeah,
right.
Very encouraging to see there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Jason Peters thing. I know we all know that he comes out of the games a lot, right?
Yeah, he's probably like an 85-87% of the plays type of guy.
He ended up playing 75% of the snaps last year.
Yeah,
it felt like he played like 50, but he ended up playing
Every time it happens, everybody talks about it.
Yes, but he ended up playing 75% of the snaps last year. If he can give you 80% of the snaps this year, you're really
still
happy.
Incredibly productive when he's playing. Jason Kelce, I didn't notice any problems there. Notice any problems from Sam Malu.
QB sneaks up the middle. Jason Kelce is a big part of.
And Lane Johnson, frankly, shut Ryan Kerrigan's ass down.
One of the best pass rushers
in the division and, frankly, the league overall. And Lane Johnson was phenomenal today in taking care of business there. So I thought it was a very good day from the offensive line. Obviously, we talked about Carson Wentz and his ability to make not only the right decisions today, but in his rollouts, you know, keeping the eyes downfield, throwing on the move. He looked like an MVP caliber guy. And it was just great to see. If you're an Eagles fan, today was a great day. Forget about the frustrations of the first half. That was a great day. So, a couple open lines if you want to get in. But let's send it out to Warrington and talk to our buddy Scott. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, Sal and JL. What's happening?
What's up, buddy?
All right, so a couple things I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
First off, Terry McLaurin, wow.
Yeah, he's good. I bet a lot of Ohio State in my day, Scott. That guy doesn't have a ton of catches back in college, but when he does, they're usually for points.
He actually has 11 touchdowns, and the same as Joey Galloway did.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
He's not quite as good as Terry Glenn, but I'm just not upset that we got burned on that because he is a speedster. He's like 4.3, 40.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Yeah, but the only thing I did have a problem with there, obviously we don't know the play call, but if you're leaving Rasul Douglas alone with no safety help over top on a speedster, it's probably the wrong play call.
Without a doubt. And what was really concerning to me was that I thought that Howard, who had, 1,300 yards a couple years back in Chicago, I thought he was averaging close to 5 yards a carry, and it felt like that for some reason we weren't going to him, and I'm not getting that. What's your take on that?
Doug said in the post game that the amount of touches Darren Sproles got was because of something in their game plan that they saw. It was schematic based. I thought Jordan Howard was the most effective rusher in the first half. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of him there, but Doug, for whatever reason, really wanted to attack Sproles. And look, it opened up for Darren in the second half there. So ultimately it ended up working out, but I thought Jordan Howard was very effective today.
I hope we get to see him a lot more. The three-headed monster, however you want to play it.
He
gets enough touches.
Totally. And part of their game plan or philosophy here with Jordan Howard might be that he's your closer at the end. He's the veteran guy you put in to get you 4 and 5 yards, pick up and move the chains and not fumble it. So maybe that's how they envision using him.
So are you aware that Deshaun Jackson passed Mike Quick today in total reception yards?
Yeah, I knew he was close. What's he, third place? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he passed him today. And, of course, I'm not going to say who, but someone really got enjoyment for saying it to him during during the game. I'm like, really? Why would you say that?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Go Bird,
thanks,
Scott.
Fellas.
Great day.
I appreciate your show.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. I was wrong. I'm going to admit this. Jerry Rice still has more 50-yard touchdowns than Deshaun Jackson, but he does have the chance to pass him this year for most 50-yard
back.
I don't have the actual number, but I know it's very obtainable.
Okay.
And secondly, Johnny B points out on Twitter, Jerry Rice, still has a couple more. Randy Moss might be the greatest deep threat of all time. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Randy Moss was pretty good at catching those deep balls.
By the way,
but Deshaun's up there in that conversation.
Going back to, he was bringing up Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard only had 2 carries the first half.
I thought it was a little too little.
He finished with 6. And he had 44
yards.
Three
targets in the passing game, I think, also. So about 9 touches in total, roughly.
7.3 yards per carry.
Like, he needs
more touches. Yeah, but he needs more touches.
But maybe, look, this is...
Darren Sproles should not have more carries. I'm sorry.
He should not have more carries. But Doug felt Darren Sproles, whatever, there was something in the game. I think every week is going to be, not to use the corny line, but a snowflake. You know, not one is the same.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to be a blueprint game by game. Hey, this is what we are and this is what we do. I think and I hope, because this is what makes Bill Belichick so great.
Game planning.
Every single game plan is different. And look, maybe they envision Jordan Howard as that closer that's going to bruise you between the tackles and ice the game for you.
Do damage for you, yeah.
And today he kind of was in that role, but nine touches to me after what he showed you wasn't enough.
There was one moment in the fourth quarter, and this is, I guess, nitpicking at this point.
Oh, let's nitpick away.
Corey Clement's out there on a third down, and I'm like...
He hasn't played a snap all game.
Yeah, that was Deuce being like, oh.
And this
Corey,
is when...
Corey, my bad. My bad. Why didn't get in there?
Here we go. This is when Jordan Howard, I got it for you right now in my notes, third carry. It was a 5-plus yard game, so that was a third carry's game. He then touched the ball two plays in a row. 10-plus yards on one, and then 7 yards on the next one. So three straight carries of at least 5 yards he went, and then all of a sudden they put Corey Clement in. I'm like,
yeah.
Give him in!
Yeah, it was unnecessary. Tyler, just our crack research department, just dove into the record books there. Jerry Rice has 36 50-plus yard touchdowns in his career. Deshaun now has 30.
Okay.
So certainly obtainable for his career, but pretty impressive there nonetheless. Jasper Lucas tweets in. He said, you know, I thought besides the two D-Jacks plays and Wentz, the offensive play calling overall gets a B- from me. Too much Sproles, not enough Sanders. Arcega Whiteside, I feel like, needs more targets.
Yeah.
This kid is a beast. He'll find his role with this team.
He was a beast in preseason when he was the best receiver out there.
He was getting separation, though, so I do think
you're right.
But yeah, there was no need for him today.
You now, during the preseason, it wasn't like Alshon and Deshaun were out there at all times, and Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert. Like, he's like the fifth or sixth option,
yeah.
Arcega Whiteside.
I mean,
so,
it's an embarrassment of riches. There's so many guys. Like, I think at the end of the year, it's all going to be very evenly distributed in terms of yards, touchdowns. And I think part is Carson's conscientious of spreading the ball around and making sure
all the
mouths are fed. You know, he talked about that in the offseason. But Arcega Whiteside, you know, he's gonna find his role in time.
Yeah, he'll get some plays.
Yeah. What do you think of Jasper's B- overall play calling? Because there was, you know,
I'm going to give it a higher than a B-.
I'll give it a B.
A B- is close to a C.
Yeah.
So and it wasn't a C game. I would go B plus, maybe
close
to an A minus, because I brought up earlier in the show, the second half was when you saw Doug a lot more creative. Like, the first Deshaun Jackson pass was just one-on-one deep separation, Deshaun Jackson scored. Like, that wasn't like a gem of a play call. Maybe there were some routes that we didn't see within that play that opened up Deshaun Jackson. But the one touchdown for Alshon Jeffrey, it was the fake sweep to the left, and then Carson Wentz turns around, throws it to Alshon for that wide receiver screen. I thought that was really well designed. There was a lot of good plays that they did. Deshaun Jackson, Doug Peterson knows that Deshaun Jackson was able to burn the defense off the top twice, and that's why that one play coming
and
back to Wentz getting the first
next
down.
Next week in Atlanta, you know, that might not be there.
Yeah.
And he's always going to be a decoy, even if he's not putting up monster numbers like he did today. So yeah, you know, it's all good.
I thought the play calling got a lot better the second half.
I didn't love the amount of wide receiver screens they were running.
And you said that.
I don't think that was working. I would have liked to have seen Jordan Howard a little bit more. And I did think fourth and one toss to Sproles was not the right play call. To me, that's the perfect. Literally, it's why you brought Jordan Howard here.
Who averaged 7.3 yards per carry.
Yeah, he's the LeGarrette Blount on this team. If it's a fourth and one, to me, you know, it was a Dicka that said, I don't give a damn if they know what play I'm running. You have to, you know. To me,
you gotta stop it.
Yeah,
right?
You got a QB sneak or Jordan Howard it there. So, you know, slight nitpicking. Had they lost, you know, the frustrations would be a lot louder. But overall, I thought it was a good day for pretty much everybody. You know, not a ton I was upset with, except for Jim Schwartz playing picket fence defense on 4th and 15,
yeah,
which cost me the cover.
By the way, that touchdown pass to Alshon Jeffrey, not the rushing one, but the one where it was actually a touchdown pass where Wentz is rolling to his right. He's like jumping up in the air, throwing the ball, threading the needle between the defenders.
Good to see. Look, he missed a 50-50 ball earlier in the game, but that's Alshon's game, man.
I'm watching right now. It goes over a linebacker, and then Alshon was actually being covered by a linebacker on that play. It went through three Redskins defenders.
And we didn't talk about Alshon restructuring his deal yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good sign.
And he's going to be here guaranteed next year as well. So that's great all around. Let's go to Zach down in Ventnor. What's going on, Zach?
Hey guys, what's up?
Ah, good day. Good day.
Yeah, man. I got back. I was watching at the bar, work out a little bit ago. Just got home a little bit ago. Grain was great. People were really worried, but you know, all evened out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that first quarter was, let's not lie, let's not kid ourselves, that was scary because we went.
It was terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying. Yeah.
I looked at my wife at one point. She was like, well, doesn't a loss mean, like, she's an Eagles fan, but she goes, wouldn't a loss mean more content for the postgame show? And I was like, no,
No, we don't know.
That does not equal.
I was like, the content is always there. We need a win. And luckily, you know, that Deshaun play before the half with 4 minutes remaining, I think changed the course of the game. And
Go ahead, Zach.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I wasn't too worried in the first half. Like, I called it at halftime. I was like, dude, they're not going to score again. Every drive, they've been worse. If you watch from the first drive to halftime, each drive, they got worse. And, like, they scored that touchdown, but it wasn't as dominant as the first drive. I'm like, dude, they're not going to score much more. But what I'm worried about is not every team's the Redskins. Like, not every team's
the you're right there.
Not every team's going to bench their leading rusher from last season for no reason.
What was that about?
Like, no one's, you know, and other teams, they have real wide receivers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no, the Redskins are,
who are those dudes?
They're probably going to be, at the end of the year, I would guess, a bottom five team.
It's terrible, man. But, like, I loved Carson looking dominant. Hey, Dallas fans, take a seat. That's what a quarterback looks like.
Yeah.
That's what dominance looks like. That's what a real MVP looks like. I'm sorry your quarterback has never thrown for more than 23 touchdowns. I'm sorry your quarterback has never thrown 4,000 yards. I'm sorry you spent $90 million on Zeke. But deal with Carson Wentz. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Zach, like, if you have Carson Wentz MVP odds out there, you're probably feeling pretty good today on a futures bet.
Oh, man. He looked ridiculous. He took that game. He's like, hey, Redskins, guess what? I'm Carson Wentz.
I am the captain now.
He's my best friend. And I'm going to do this all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely. But, Zach, thanks for the call, buddy.
I got one question. I'm sorry. Can I ask you one question?
Yeah, shoot.
Have either of you guys been to Atlanta? I'm going to
the
game next week.
I have been.
Any good place to go?
I was there twice for Sunday Night Football. I think Buckhead, they say. I never actually went out a ton in Atlanta. But there is, I don't know if you're a burlesque bar man. There's a world famous burlesque bar strip club type of thing where they have some old ladies working that's supposed to be absolutely hilarious. I forget the name of it, but a lot of people say it's a great time. But as far as neighborhoods in Atlanta, apparently Buckhead is the big section.
I heard Buckhead was cool. Thanks, guys. But dude, you guys are the best. I can't wait to call in all the time.
Awesome, like, Zach. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Great.
Go Birds.
Thanks, Zach.
Love the passion there. But yeah, apparently Atlanta, I think Atlanta's a little overrated, but prime time next week, entire league, number 11. You get to see him. Yeah, we will be here on the post-game show. But man, if you had doubts about Carson Wentz, I'm pretty sure he answered every single one of them today.
We had a caller earlier today that said he didn't like Carson, that he was thrown too short. Remember, he was talking about first and second down. Everything was a four-yard completion. I just did the math. He had 20 completions for 313 yards. That's over 11 yards per completion. It's 11.17 yards per
completion. He was phenomenal today.
Yeah, but like, I don't understand how we could be complaining about Carson Wentz. I had a tweet earlier I read. One quarter Wentz. Like, what are you talking about?
I saw people calling him check down Charlie early on, and it's reactionary fan stuff. I get it.
I'll also give the Redskins credit. Like, they actually played good defense in the secondary for the first half.
Until Deshaun blew their top off, and then they were like,
that was the second half adjustment that Doug Peterson made. He saw it in the second quarter when Carson when they scored that touchdown, went to Deshaun for the 50-plus yard touchdown. And then Doug saw, okay, this is what we can do the second half. Maybe he's the opposite of Andy Reid. Maybe he's a second half guy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we saw last year.
And look, the concerns I had about Jordan Howard, maybe he's their second half guy. You know, he's LeGarrette Blount on this team. In the first half, he got what, 3 rushes, you said?
Two.
And I went, oh man, are they worried about Jordan Howard? Because then I thought of the Melvin Gordon trade rumor and them trying to ship him to Los Angeles. I'm still always going to call him.
But 2 carries first half, and then they gave him 3 straight carries. They were all 5-plus yard gains.
Yeah, and he was phenomenal today. Miles Sanders, your thoughts? The touchdown was a really nice play.
Yeah, it was
a
bad call.
Shame it got called back on the Arthego Whiteside block, but it was a nice jump cut to get in the end zone.
That was his best play.
Yeah, if you get him in open space, he's going to be a problem to tackle. I didn't think it was his best, you know, the best game ever for him, but, you know, certainly not discouraged.
Well, the majority of his carries came in that first half when they were moving slow to begin with.
And I think they were trying to force feed him a little bit to get his confidence going.
And Doug said he would do that.
Yeah.
Doug said he was going to do that.
But it's clear Miles Sanders is going to be their primary back and Jordan Howard's going to be their closer.
Yeah, Sproles got the first carry. Sanders was out there second. They actually, when they have the scroll at the bottom and they show the starters, Miles Sanders was named the starter.
Yeah.
Over Jordan Howard.
Yeah. And Darren Sproles led them in touches today from the running back position. But according to Doug Peterson, that's because of what they saw with something in the Redskins defense. Joe in Norristown joins the show. What's up, Joe?
How's it going, guys? First time, long time. I was at the game.
How was it down there today?
It was good. The crowd was into it, and you could tell that they were definitely not happy going into halftime, and for good reason.
Yeah, but, totally.
Yeah, we're glad to get out of there with a win. I got to think the team's feeling a little bit of the same way, though. You know what I mean? They definitely are glad to win, but they, especially the defense, has got to be looking at themselves like, yo, we definitely could have played better. We definitely have more in the tank.
Absolutely. I thought in the first half there was literally almost no pass rush. I thought the cornerbacks were leaving the middle of the field wide open. You know, Rasul Douglas got toasted by a speedster. That's something that shouldn't be happening. Yeah, it was definitely a little concerning. But, Joe, I take the concerns that you may think about, and I'm going to positive spin it, because if I'm in that locker room and I'm a player on that team, I just went, we just did what champions did. We answered the damn bell and we broke their spirits in the second half and we finished them off. And that's
like
what that's what winning teams do. So I think they're more confident from the second half than they are worried about the first half.
I like that. I totally agree with you with the pass rush too. It felt like nobody was back there. Case Keenum felt like he had all day to throw.
Yeah, old Timmy Jernigan, a.k.a. Stud Muffin, got one sack. Derek Barnett had three hits on the quarterback.
Yeah, but the second half was when they finally got the pressure.
Yeah, BG stepped up. But there's no doubt. I mean, Chris Long and Michael Bennett left town with like 15 and a half sacks or whatever they had last year. So, you know, that needs to be replaced still. And I thought it was a good day from Derek Barnett. But for sure, you'd like to see a little bit more in the pass rush.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, guys.
Joe, thanks for calling in, buddy. We'll talk again
soon. By the way, come up at 6:30. We'll play some DeSean Jackson audio. He spoke after the game, of course.
And
he's
the
big story today.
What do you think he's doing?
He's partying tonight.
I'm going out for the biggest, baddest steak in town, a nice cocktail, and I'm kicking back, and I'm going.
Oh, dude, he's partying today, man.
Imagine how good he feels. Apparently, the ovation coming out of the tunnel was thunderous.
Yeah.
And that's got to be, like, Trey's talked about what it's like coming out of that tunnel. To come out of that tunnel as a man that was sent off by a doofus.
Yeah.
With fake reports. And to come back and to come out of that tunnel to the place where he's always wanted to be this entire time. And to do what he did today, I can't imagine a better feeling in the world.
Yeah, and he got a loud ovation just at that open practice. And let's face it, it's not the same atmosphere. Open practice and week one.
No.
It's not the same preseason week three
not
as
even
it
close.
Is week one. So that I'm sure that ovation was thunderous. So we'll hear from DeSean Jackson coming up in a little bit. But to the caller's point, just the lack of a pass rush, that was why I was on board for the Clowney thing, because I was concerned that they weren't going to get to the quarterback, but they did the second half. The first half,
Fletcher and Malik were great against the run, which we talked about.
That's why they only had, 20, 25 yards rushing?
Yeah, they shut Darius Geis and Chris Thompson was non-existent until he busted that cover with the fourth down pickup. But yeah, overall, I'd give the defensive line like a B+, A-. I would like to see a little bit more pressure.
Second half was there. The first half, they didn't get any pressure.
No, none.
That's why Case Keenum had an easy first half. That's why they scored 17 points in the first half. But once they got pressure in the second half, which they did, that's when you saw the world change for the Redskins.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Fanatic Postgame Show. The Fanatic Postgame Show is presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. See how much your bet is worth and find great deals on bets others want to sell. PropSwap.com. Andrew and Dan, you guys are coming up next. We cleared the lines there. So if you want to get in, now's a good time. It's 610-632-0975. And Andrew just told you, you'll hear from D-Jack, the man himself, coming up next. You're listening to the 97.5 Fanatic Postgame Show. Time at the Fanatic, 624.
97.5, the Fanatic.
The Parx Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parx Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refundable. Loss is a free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Parx Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food, gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers, pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season beer garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parx Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 805-95 at the BH Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-900-CANCEL. That's 855-900-CANCEL. 855-900-CANCEL.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
Well, we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
I spent 25 years at the National Security Agency, and I know firsthand what's needed by employers in the field of cybersecurity.
Learn real-world skills from cyber faculty like Dr. Emma Garrison Alexander. University of Maryland University College can help unlock your career potential with award-winning undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates in cybersecurity. Just ask UMUC alum Conrad Shand.
Because I got a degree from UMUC, I got promotions that helped me move up in the world and earn more for my family.
UMUC is designated as a Center of Digital Forensics Academic Excellence by the DC3. It's the respected state university made for you. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate with University of Maryland University College. Apply by September 16th and we'll waive your application fee. Fall classes start soon. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all 5 of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. Aired by the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Join Brian Westbrook as he broadcasts live from Super By Right Wine and Liquor in Williamstown. This Monday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by 19 Crimes Wine. Stock up on featured wines including Behringer, California Main and Vine for $9.99. Matua New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc for $9.09. And fan favorite 19 Crimes Australian Wines for just $8.99. The Brian Westbrook Show live from Super Buy Right Wine and Liquor, Williamstown. Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by 19 Crimes Wine.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com.
Sports talk for West Philly.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back in, 97.5 Fanatic postgame show, presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Was just talking to the big dog who's coming
Joe
up next.
Joe Stazak in the house.
He's going to be joining.
Yeah, big dog, huh?
I love that one. He's going to be joined in a little bit by Rob Motti, but he'll be kicking it off solo coming up next. So you want to join Joe. Rob has been down there at the game talking to everybody in the locker room. So he will, you know, have you up to date on all the ongoings in the locker room. If you missed it, the two best quotes of the day to me personally, and I know we're about to get into some DeSean Jackson cuts. Alshon Jeffrey, felt like we should have put up 50. We put up 30. It is what it is. Great quote. Then Brandon Brooks was asked about what it's like having DeSean Jackson on his team, and he said, having DeSean here is bleeping great. And I think he spoke for every single fan.
Yes. Yes, he did. So DeSean Jackson spoke after the game. The first cut I want to play, they asked him what he said at halftime. Because remember, there were the reports that DeSean Jackson was apparently the vocal leader at halftime. So here's the little message that he gave to the Eagles during halftime today.
I mean, the message honestly just was, it's going to take one play. Being down 17-0 is obviously, it's one of them things where you got to kind of get going. You know, if one more score puts you down 24, then I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's almost impossible. So we just knew that coming into the locker room, it's the mentality. It's all the mentality thing here. And I felt, you know, my past 5 years, 6 years being gone, it's just, that's what I really miss. Being a part of a team and organization to just know, it's known for winning and just the mentality that regardless of the score, regardless of how many points you're down, there's always a chance you can win the game. And
see, that's great. He said it's just one play, and I'm looking at my notes right now. So they scored the touchdown.
I mean, he was right. Those were back-breaking plays for the Redskins.
Yes, but they scored the touchdown to make it 17-7, and then the Eagles force a 3-and-out right after that, right before halftime. And one of the things I wrote down was the Nigel Bradham great hit. Remember they did the direct snap? Case Keenum faked that the ball went over his head, and it was a direct snap right to Darius Geis. And Nigel Bradham came through like a bullet and just stopped Geis right away. So that forced the fourth down. The Eagles don't score before halftime, but they go to halftime, and then they get the ball to start the second half. They score the touchdown. All of a sudden, it's 2014, and you know the momentum's totally on the Eagles' side. Again, there was another 3-and-out right after that. So the Eagles really stepped up, and it just took one play, like DeSean Jackson said. The other thing that he talked about that we'll play right here, he talked about the play that Carson Wentz did today.
I thought he had a great game, man. You know, once again, you know, this is his show. You know, he's driving the car, and, you know, it's good to have a quarterback that has the confidence that, you know, at any given time, the playmakers we have on this offense, he can come to the line of scrimmage and basically, you know, call whatever he wants because of the play style we have and the players we have in our huddle, in our locker room. We're just very confident that we can all get it done regardless of who it is. Like I was just telling Nelson, you know, he was a little down, but I'm like, you know, next week might be your game. It's impossible to, you know, have big games all the time, so it's going to be games they take you out. Just you got to be ready for when it's your time and your number call to just make the most out of it.
Yeah, and that's what we've talked about. Yep. They have a plethora of weapons, and with that comes the flexibility to have a different guy shine every weekend. It was DeSean today. Next week, maybe it's Goddard. Maybe it's Aguilar.
Maybe Ertz has his 12 catches for 2 touchdowns like he did last
year. Maybe Miles Sanders is killing the Falcons. You know, that's the great thing with this team. It's just weapon after weapon. And for, look at, I mean, leader DeSean, him going over to Nelson being like, it's all right, dude. You know, next week might be your game.
Right.
Like, keep your head up. This is a different DeSean Jackson than the first time around, and it's going to pay dividends for this team. Absolutely great stuff from him today. Absolutely phenomenal stuff from Carson Wentz. I thought he was stellar. Stellar.
Elite.
And now, elite. And
shook off the rust in the first quarter.
You gave him elite money, so it was nice to see. There's some people out there, and horrible news, Nick. Well, not, I mean, there's worse news in the world, but Nick Foles
broke his
broke his clavicle today. I would imagine he's out at least 6 to 8 weeks. So, you know, it is what it is. But if you were a Wentz doubter or had any concerns, I think he answered a lot of those today. Let's go out to Phoenixville and talk to Andrew in Phoenixville. What's up, Andrew?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great, man. What's on your mind?
I got to say, I'm very impressed with the maturity of that locker room. I mean, you know, a lot of teams could have just folded up the tent and gone home, but they just went in there.
Yeah.
They regathered. They, you know, talked about what they needed to do. And they came out and they just destroyed them in the second half.
Yeah, and Andrew, here to your point, sorry for cutting you off, but to your point, so Chris Carter is on FS1. He does that show with Nick Wright. And he said... Well, he was like, they're comparing the Eagles and the Browns, and he said the Browns are just a hype train. The Eagles are actually a team that could actually really win the Super Bowl because they're not all hype. They are guys that have been there. They are guys that have done it, and there's guys that have been in the league for a long time coming back for some vengeance, like a guy like DeSean Jackson and, of course, Carson Wentz with all his injury history. You look at the Browns today, they got crushed. They lost by 30 points to the Titans, and you're right. It's because their locker room probably isn't as mature as the Eagles.
And I'd like to say also, you know, I know that no one played in the preseason games. I think it's safe to say that the first quarter and then a little bit of the second quarter was our preseason game.
Absolutely.
And they were able to now regather their thoughts, come out really strong. Now, again, a couple callers ago said that not every team is going to be the Washington Redskins. So, my concern also is the secondary.
That was definitely one of the concerns today, Andrew, no doubt.
And, you know, going into, obviously, Atlanta, going into other games, you know, they could be burned as well. So I'm still concerned by that secondary. That's always going to be a concern this entire year until Jim Schwartz gets it right. But
Totally. And, Andrew, let's just hope some of that was Russ-related because in the first half they seemed discombobulated. They were leaving the middle of the field wide open. Rasul Douglas got left alone with a speedster kid that runs a 4-3. That's not a favorable position for him. So let's just hope, like what you said, that was the rust for the secondary as well. And thanks for the call, Andrew.
Ronald Darby made a couple of nice plays.
He also dropped an interception and failed to tackle on the Vernon Davis touchdown.
Yes, he dropped an interception, but at least...
I thought he struggled some today.
That was the first good play. Like, that was the first positive play for somebody on the defense, for the Eagles defense. There was that one play in the end zone where even though the receiver ended up catching it,
it was out of bounds. He forced them out of bounds.
Yeah. So Ronald Darby, I think, did a good job, and he's a guy that didn't have a preseason at all. So you're right.
He's coming off an injury too. We have to keep that in mind. But you know, the interceptable ball is nothing to do with
it. I don't want Rasul Douglas on the field unless they're like in the red zone, to be honest. Like I don't think he's a guy that can cover speed receivers.
I think Maddox may have been out at that time during that one play.
So he had to be out there.
So maybe he had to be out there. So I hear your point. I think Rasul is more your physicality cornerback. Mm-hmm. Maybe come down in the box, cover
some
tight
ends. Things. His interceptions last year were all in the red zone for the most part.
And the dude, look, his strength is not going to be going up against one-on-one 4-3 guys.
No.
So that's not an ideal situation that he's in. If you want to put that on Jim Schwartz, we don't know the play call per se. But Dan in South Philly wants to talk about the defensive backs today. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, what's going on, man? Well, how great is it to have Deshaun back? That was awesome.
Man, that was so fun.
That was incredible stuff. But I want to talk about the secondary. And the big difference was between the first half and the second half is Sidney Jones was starting at the left corner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the first half, they have Rasul Douglas, and Rasul Douglas is not a starting quarterback in the NFL.
No, I think he's a fine nickel type of guy, but yeah, I agree with you. I'd rather have Sidney and Maddox starting over him.
Yes, and Sidney Jones isn't a slot corner. He is a cornerback on the boundary. Let him do his thing. And I thought he played well in the second half.
I think so too.
And I think the big two keys for the Eagles from being a great team to a, you know, unbelievable team is Sidney Jones and Miles Sanders. And I like what Doug did, trying to get Miles Sanders' touches, get him comfortable. He didn't have a great day, but it was obviously an effort to get him more touches to get him comfortable in the NFL. And
yeah,
and
totally.
I'm excited to see what I see this year.
Dan, and Doug mentioned that after the game, you know, your pregame, actually. He said, you know, we want to get Miles involved and kind of build his confidence, exactly what you said. But you saw it on that touchdown that was called back, Dan. If you get that guy in open space one-on-one versus the defender, he's going to make people miss. He's going to be fun.
Absolutely, man. I'm excited, man. You know, and let's just say – Cindy Jones. I'm on the Cindy Jones bandwagon.
Hop on.
But let's go, baby. Come
yeah,
on,
hop on board.
This.
There's plenty of room, Dan. Thanks for the call, buddy. Cindy Jones, I thought, to Dan's point, was good in the second half.
Yeah, at one point, so it was when the Eagles made it 21-20. So it was the second DeSean Jackson touchdown. The Eagles go back on the field on defense. And at that point, Cindy Jones actually replaced Rasul Douglas on the right side of the defense playing the outside corner. And they attacked Cindy Jones three plays. It was almost like, remember how the report came out that Sean Payton wanted to attack Cindy Jones against the Saints last year?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like the Redskins wanted to do the same thing. Case Keenum overthrew his wide receiver, but Cindy Jones got beat. Then the next two plays was an incomplete pass and a third down nice play by Cindy Jones where he got in front of the receiver and knocked the ball down. So three straight plays where they attacked Cindy Jones. He got beat on one, but Keenum overthrew the receiver. But the other two, Cindy Jones stepped up and did a good job. And there's another point in the fourth quarter where he played some good defense.
Yeah,
Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to update people who are out there on the road, Cowboys are now up 35-10 over the New York Football Giants. And, you know, I see some NFL guys talking about this new look Cowboys offense. You know, look, it's going to be a full season of Amari Cooper with them. And they're a good team. This is going to be a two-team race for the division. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But the Cowboys,
they got a good defense too.
Yeah, the Cowboys are going to be a good team. I think it's late October is the first meeting versus them, if I'm not mistaken off the top of my head.
It is in October.
October 20th.
Yeah.
It's the first meeting. That's going to be a big one. You want to circle that one on Sharpie on the schedule because, look, the Giants do suck, but so do the Redskins. And the Cowboys, still with some time in the third quarter, already have 35 points on the board. Amari Cooper's had a touchdown. Jason Witten's had a touchdown. Ezekiel Elliott just scored. So, you know, Cowboys are going to be good. It's going to be quite a battle for the NFC East this year. But the Eagles took care of business, and they did what winning teams do. They took control of the game they were behind in and dominated the second half. Very encouraging to see. Adam in Gloucester, we'll get you coming up next. We got one more segment left. He's Andrew Salchunas. I'm Jamie Lynch. Time at the Fanatic, 641.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See boostmobile.com or retailer for full details.
Welcome back to Wawa Siptopia, where every sip takes you someplace happy. Got a case of the Mondays? There's some macchiato for that. Need to cool off? We'll make you a smoothie. Or if you just want to sweeten things up, try our new blueberry pomegranate varieties. Whatever makes you happy, we've got it. In a cup. For a limited time, all 16-ounce handcrafted beverages are only $2, and 24-ounce only $3. Find your happy place at Wawa Siptopia. See store for details.
Right now at Wawa, there's no better place to grab a drink and get energized. Wawa has you covered. Whether you want to get the day started or keep it going, Wawa is your destination for energy drinks and more. Now, you can get two 12-ounce Red Bulls for $5 or two 16-ounce Monsters for $4.25. When you need to get energized, there's no place like Wawa. See stores for details. Gotta have a Wawa.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
Oh, we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome.
Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21 gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What a night. Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Corbet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road 805-95 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and save millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now. 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan. Because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com. Our hosts were actually born and raised here. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Our buddy Jasper corrects me. It's Gloucester, not Gloucester. That's my bad. I knew it sounded dirty coming out.
Why did you say Gloucester?
Before the break, I said Adam and Gloucester will be up next.
I don't listen
to
you.
Gloucester. That's my bad. I got to be better, Andrew.
I'm from Gloucester County.
Oh, are you? Why don't you correct me?
Born and raised. I don't listen to you.
I'm not doing the show for you. Real quick, we just have to hit on it. I certainly don't want it to dominate, you know, the airwaves or shows. But Mike Scott, a really unfortunate incident down there at the Eagles game today.
Couple of morons.
He had been talking, you know, for weeks about going to this game, and he's from Virginia. He's a Redskins fan. He has every right in the world to go to the game wearing a Redskins jersey. And I really thought we had kind of gotten past some of the stupidity as Eagles fans. I really thought we were evolving some. So he's doing the tailgate rounds around the parking lot today. And unfortunately, looks like he got in a fight with some fans because we just saw an extended clip of the video. It appears we don't know what started prior to where this video picks up. I can't imagine that Mike Scott was down there instigating people today.
No.
He was down there to have a good time and be with the fans that he loves. And it appears as though he had a drink thrown in his face.
Yep.
Some people were coming after him. Find out otherwise, it certainly looks like Mike Scott was working in self-defense and got into a fight with a couple of Eagles fans, which is really unfortunate because I think personally that type of thing embarrasses an entire fan base.
Oh, it'll be talked about tomorrow on national media.
Oh, it's already up on Deadspin. It's already up on a couple other sites.
Oh, Eagles fans back at it.
And a couple idiots, and it's the same way for every fan base, but people love focusing on Philadelphia when this type of thing happens. This is a particularly bad one.
And I guarantee you those fans, those idiots, let me make it clear, those morons are going to try to defend themselves. Oh, I
I have season tickets. Yeah, I'm here every year. And he's a fan of a player of a different team.
If you're fighting somebody because they're in an opposition's jersey, you're an idiot.
Yes.
Like, seriously. It made me cringe because I know the stain it's going to put on the Eagles fan base. It's not fair that a couple idiots ruin it for so many great fans because, you know, I really had hoped, maybe naively, that Mike Scott was going to go down there, bop around all the different tailgates, and have a great time. Because if you're an Eagles fan, look, not everyone's a Sixers fan, but you should be. And there's no doubt in my mind somebody decided that they want to live up to our dumb reputation and did something really stupid. And unfortunately, that happened today. I can't imagine that there's any blame placed on Mike Scott. But really, just an unfortunate situation that made me, you know, somewhat embarrassed to be an Eagles fan today.
Yes.
And that sucks. And
apparently there was a racial slur used.
Yeah, that's what the reports from the lot say. You know, there was a racial slur used, which, you know, of course, makes it so much worse. So, you know,
just
sucks, man. It really sucks. We have so many great fans and a couple idiots. And look, you give it to the national media and they're going to run with it. So, unfortunately, you'll be hearing about that, you know, throughout the next coming days. Really, really just stupid. Adam in Gloucester is up next. What's up, Adam?
What's up, guys?
How are you, man?
Bro, Andrew, how you doing?
What's up, Adam?
Hey, I called to talk with Dougie P, but now that you're talking about the Mike Scott.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it at length.
No, just real quick.
Yeah.
I believe that Mike Scott and I have banded together, and we will publicly shame this guy.
It will come out. Yeah.
The Hive is banded together, so I'm not worried about that.
I think
at all.
I actually might know.
It's kind of a joke to me.
Yeah, I think I might actually know a tailgate he was at there. So I'll look into it and see if I can get somebody on. But I don't like the odds of it being favorable.
All right. Well, anyway, speaking of the game, I had some issues with Doug's play calling today.
There was a couple things, Adam, that were definitely, you know, head scratching.
The big thing for me is inside the 5-yard line, you have Jordan Howard, and you run Miles Sanders out of the shotgun on first and second down. Ultimately, we scored a touchdown on third down with Alshon Jeffrey, but if he dropped that ball, it's a different game. And I don't understand why you sign this guy and you don't use him. Like, why is Doug afraid to use him?
It was a little weird because I thought he was your most effective back, hands down, in the first half. You know, Doug talked about post game. There was something he saw that he really wanted to get Sproles a lot of touches today. I'll have to trust him on that one. It's only one game.
It's hard not to trust Doug.
Yeah, and, you know, I think they have envisioned for Jordan Howard possibly being the closer to this team. The guy, you have a lead, and then you just pound him between the tackles. But I thought he looked very good out there today for his first game. I would have liked to have seen more than 9 touches, though, totally.
Yes.
But, you know, when you get the win, you're just a nitpicker, right, Adam?
Right, exactly.
I don't mean to be like that.
No, you're not alone. And totally, look, the 4th and 1 toss to Sproles I thought was dumb. I think that's a perfect example of where Jordan Howard should be. And totally, up against the goal line, he should be your LeGarrette Blount there.
If they end up winning 32-7, we're not nitpicking.
No.
They end up losing. Right. They won by 5. Of course, it was like a backdoor touchdown, which made it a little bit closer.
But I think if Alshon doesn't catch that touchdown, then we're talking about, well, why wouldn't you give Jordan Howard the ball?
Yeah, totally. And Adam, thanks for the call, buddy. We'll talk again soon. You know, overall, it's a great day. It was the tale of two halves today.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun doing the post-game show with you.
All season long we'll be here, brother.
Yeah, we'll be here. But, you know, that first quarter, all I'm going to do, I'm chalking that up to that was their preseason. That was their rust knocked off. I think Carson Wentz gets an A++ today. I think DeSean Jackson gets an A++. It'll be interesting to talk to Trey Thomas in the morning about the offensive line play because, you know, we thought overall they did a great job. The receivers, I think, did a great job. And we talked about it. You know, Ertz ended up being your second most targeted receiving option today.
When he was not lost, but when you just didn't hear from him in the first half.
Goddard almost made a hell of a play.
Yeah.
And he got popped.
He got rocked. It was a nice play by the Redskins safety.
It was. He got popped.
But I think the offensive line did play well, right? Like, were you concerned at all about Carson Wentz? That was another thing. Carson Wentz, there was never a moment where I went,
Yes.
Is he okay?
I had no hold my breath moments with him today. And there was one play where the pocket was collapsing on him. It looked like he was about to get hit, and he did the old Eli grounding, which I've kind of named it.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, which is perfect. He did have the one head first dive, which I believe he picked up the first down for, so I can't, like, you know, I'm not going to get upset about that. But, you know, you just want to see him protect himself as best as possible. But overall, just a phenomenal day from Carson Wentz. He really should have had four touchdowns, ends up with three touchdowns and a 121.5 quarterback rating. Just phenomenal stuff. And we talked about his third down numbers earlier. I believe he was 12 of 13 on third downs with three touchdowns, 150.
And, like, good plays on third down. Like, they were
three
really
touchdowns
nice
on third down. And that's what we saw from him in 2017. He was a machine on third downs. So if there's something to be encouraged about the most, to me, it might be how Carson Wentz performed on third downs today.
I would say so as well.
A lot of fun doing the show with you, Andrew. Big thanks to Tyler Zuli behind the glass, doing a little bit of everything here at the station, as well as Dylan McKinnon helping us with sounds and press conferences and montages and all that other stuff. Phenomenal work out of those gentlemen. A lot of fun, Andrew. We'll be back next Sunday as your 1-0 Eagles head down to Atlanta to take on the Falcons in primetime. Looks like it's going to be the Cowboys and the Eagles down to the wire this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. A
lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Great win today from the Birds. Thanks to everyone out there that called in. It's going to be fun interacting with you guys, fresh in the moment, all season long. For Andrew Salchunas, I'm Jamie Lynch. The Fanatic postgame show is over. We're going to hand it off to Joe Stazak and Rob Motti. Coming up next, time at the Fanatic, 6:55.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.